Cast a gleam.
It's not it,
but it was one of the coolest. The morning invasion.
Fireball or something. Boy, that's big. Here's the comic.
It's time for the morning invasion. Here's Dax, Steve-O, and Teo.
All right, listen up, you guys.
Morning.
Morning.
You awake?
It's Tuesday.
Today is Tuesday.
I am loving the sound of your voice.
Good morning, sunshine.
Crank up the radio.
Just to let you guys are the greatest. And I think about you guys often, believe it or not. But
you all ready for the big show?
Happy Tuesday, everybody.
And action.
Okay, let's do it.
Hey, guys.
I'm going to hang out by myself.
You ready to let the dogs out?
All right. Let's do this.
Just calling in. I'm actually calling from Colorado, and we listen to you guys every morning. Of course, over here, it's on 106.5 over here. But we enjoy you guys' show, how you guys talk about everything, you know, and how you guys incorporate the real world.
Yes, we are ready to let the dogs out.
Showtime.
Good morning.
Woo!
Thanks for joining us, everybody.
Thanks for joining me, guys. It's the Teo Show this morning. Got my co-hosts here. Baby Dex, little Steve.
We must bring the ruckus.
Oh, it is Tuesday morning, 6:10.
High today of 48.
What?
48.
It keeps dropping. It's like yesterday.
Which is funny because today, already this morning, it's gone up twice. Oh, what? What? 45 on this app.
You're doing good with the weather, by the way. You're doing
good.
Stop it. I mean, there's some things you can work on.
Yeah. I'm going to stick with 45.
Back in the day, I used to work with this guy.
Don't do this.
Name's Buck.
Aaron. His name's Aaron. He's not Buck anymore.
Aaron.
Okay? His name's Aaron.
The way he delivered the weather was...
Yesterday...
I've never heard anybody do it like him.
He made me listen to Buck delivering
that
line. Did he
really? Hi, today, 47 degrees.
That. Yes, that.
Hey, that... Can you play that one more time?
I will. I'm going to play it a few times. Steve-O, you need to really listen up to this, because just listen to the delivery.
Okay.
Hi, today, 47 degrees.
It's quick.
It sounded really good.
You know, it's tough. You hang on the time. But sometimes the time doesn't come right away. Mm. Sometimes it takes a couple minutes.
You have to be
if tomorrow ever
waiting,
comes.
And you got to be patient
in anticipation.
High today, 47 degrees.
Listen to that. So smooth.
High today, 45 degrees.
So smooth. Listen to this one.
High today, going to be 47 degrees.
No, he said up.
No, but
it's
even
okay.
Then, high today, even in his stumble, there was grace.
Wow, guys, cool man. Mm.
Right. High today, going to be 47 degrees.
Hi today. He like choked on spit and then said,
Some might think that's easy, but it's not.
No, if you would like for me to try, we could redo a little intro stuff.
You can't take everything from me.
I'm just saying, look, maybe we just give it a shot.
Maybe we swap. Maybe you do weather and he does traffic.
Do a little swim swap.
Except he doesn't really.
He can't see, though. He's just got to pretend.
I don't have anything over here.
He has
guys.
To pretend.
No,
I don't
you
have
could,
a computer.
Though. You could.
I don't have...
You could bring your iPad.
Yeah. I could.
There's got to be a computer liner around here somewhere we could just put over here, right?
This is America. There
Have
are
you
computers
seen our budgets?
Everywhere.
Have you seen our budgets? I'm sure. Go ahead and just say that to, like, Chip. Go just say that to the boss. I'm sure we've got an extra computer, right? We got funds for days, right?
There's a computer laying around somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good morning, everybody. 338-3700, if you'd like to call into the show. Mm. You can hit us up at studio@star88.fm if you can't get through the phone lines. You can also hit us up on Facebook. We love all the comments you guys have been leaving, the feedback on the show. Got a couple really cool messages yesterday from some people that have really loved what we're doing. Thank you for the encouragement.
Mm. Yeah. Thanks to everybody chiming in. It's been really, really cool to hear from people.
And speaking of chiming in, today is Ultimate Chime-In Day because it's New Music Tuesday.
Quite true.
Yeah, we'll get into the nuts and bolts of the show, and but let's kick this off with some new music.
Real quick, this is the new single from The Rocket Summer. It's called Same Air. It's got a really interesting choice of phrasing, so I want to see how everybody takes it. But it's cool. It's a cool song. We'll talk about it when we come back.
All right, it's New Music Tuesday on Star 88.
I got nowhere to be.
The Rocket Summer on New Music Tuesday.
Mm.
What do you guys think?
Dude, that was amazing.
Joel the Nanny says it's fantastic. Annette Lopez says bury it.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Here's the thing. Same Air was one of the first songs I recorded during the process of writing and recording upwards of something around 40 to 50 songs in my studio, says Bryce Avery, also known as The Rocket Summer. I think because of that, it's a good song to bridge the gap between previous albums and the new album, which is considerably the most adventurous No Rules album I've been fortunate enough to make. He says, this song is about togetherness on a global scale. At the root of it, the song was written as an attempt in my own heart to have an allegiance to everyone amidst the anger and bitterness that can tempt me with how severely messed up this place is and how messed up we all can be. Wow. I wrote it during a brief moment of clarity where I was seeing beyond all the garbage and saw how every soul looks similar to mine. Unpleasant, flawed, good, related.
Interesting.
Yeah.
There you go. Go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/star88fm, and we'll post all the new music up there. We want to get your feedback because that's we decide whether or not we're going to play it or not from you guys.
Yeah, based on you.
Let's do this thing. Let's kick off the show on a new music Tuesday. Good morning. Dex, Steve-O, Mateo. 338-3700. Big show this morning. We have some letters to get to.
Nice.
Yes.
Some good news. I had this great story about this 15-year-old kid who woke up from a heart transplant, and his reaction was amazing.
Whoa.
It is really, really cool. Really cool story.
All right.
And this other good news story. Mateo has cats.
Mm.
He doesn't have a dog.
Nope, I do.
Steve-O has a dog.
Rocket Raccoon!
And there's an amazing story coming out of Alabama. This poor lady.
Roll Tide.
She let her dog out to go to the bathroom, and the dog got out. And wait till you find out what happened to the dog.
Okay. It's not
from
a bathroom
Alabama
situation.
To Alaska.
It's a great story.
Okay.
He walked to Japan, guys. It's a crazy story. Crazy story.
Why you gotta ruin everything? Spoiler alert. Oh, spoiler Steve-O over there.
Walked to Japan.
Yeah. There's been some pretty cool stories over the years of dogs that have gotten out, and
yeah.
they end up on the other side of the country.
Dude, Homeward Bound.
Yeah.
The Adventures of Milo and Otis.
Benji.
Yeah, dude. Just some crazy stories.
Air Bud 7.
Yeah.
Buddies at War. I know what you're talking about.
If you have a teenager and your teenager isn't sleeping well. When I was a teenager, I slept very well. I slept and slept and slept.
Dude.
And slept some more.
I'm going to need to hear this because I'm not sleeping well right now.
Well, it's
because
the older you get, the more regret you have, so you can't sleep.
No, you know what happened? Chrissy washed our pillows.
How could she do this? How could she do this?
Do you guys wash pillows?
Were they damp?
They were, no. So she washes them, but I guess when you dry pillows, you're supposed to have like a bunch of tennis balls in the dryer to kind of
really
what
beat them back to normalcy.
That makes sense.
I'm weird about my pillow. It's got to be almost flat. You know what I mean? Just a little padding underneath me, but it was like this giant ball of doom, and it was like lumpy and weird, and I felt like I was laying on lumpy space princess. I couldn't. I couldn't do it, man. I was laying there just like.
My
yes.
gosh.
It was the oddest.
How could you lie on
it
me?
It was the oddest. So I just laid there and was like.
It was the oddest.
Did you say anything to the wife or did you just kind of.
She apologized. She knew immediately because she was like, Do you want my pillow? But her pillow.
She like, do you want my pillow? I didn't wash my pillow.
No, she washed. Yeah, right? So, Chrissy, why'd you wash my pillow? It's all crazy now. Yeah, my mom says she doesn't even wash pillows. She just goes and buys new ones, but that wasn't in the budget today. That was the response.
Yeah.
Well, so I was like, okay. Well,
you should have said, I didn't know we needed a pillow budget.
You could have just not washed
That's
it.
That's funny.
I don't care. It smelled like hair. Who cares?
Hair.
You sleep on it every night.
It smells like hair. Nobody
everybody's,
cares. Everybody's got
it's
hair.
It's a pillow.
Except for Dex.
I'm going to need whatever advice you're giving today on sleeping better.
This is day two for me on the couch.
Oh,
my wife.
What'd you do?
In the doghouse, huh?
No,
is that the story of the dog from Alabama? You're never going to believe this story of the dog from Alabama. He walked outside. It was me. We're in a fight.
No, it's day two of my wife. And your cough.
You need to record that and yes, yeah. Put it down, the song, girl. Gonna cough it all night long, girl.
She finally, she went back to the doctor yesterday because the medicine that they gave her wasn't taking care of the cough. Mm. So she went back and the doctor checked her lungs again and said, man, I'm glad I gave you that medication that I did give you at first, because if I didn't, you'd probably have full-blown pneumonia.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I've never seen my wife this sick before. She's been in the bed for like 3 days straight. She finally got out of bed yesterday to go to the doctor, but she got the medicine to
Pray
help
for
her.
Leslie, everybody.
Dude, it's awful.
Wow.
My back hurts. I'm going to need a back rub
Wait,
this morning.
What?
Pray for Dex, guys. Pray He's suffering, y'all. Just pray for a quick healing in Dex's life
Yeah,
right
pray
now.
For a quick healing for Leslie so that Dex can have a good night's
but
sleep.
But keep Dex in mind. Just keep Dex in mind.
Yeah.
Can I get a hallelujah?
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Thanks, Balin.
And yesterday we talked about my son and his issue of eternity.
Yeah.
Mm. If you missed that, you can hit the podcast on iTunes. Go subscribe. But I have an update.
Oh, update.
I didn't get a chance to sit down with him and talk to him yet, but I'm talking to the wife about our conversation yesterday on the radio and what people were saying, and she told me that she thinks she figured it out.
Oh!
She said she saw
an angel.
There's a pattern
of the
when he starts to have anxiety over eternity is when usually he's behind on schoolwork.
Ah!
So Steve-O nailed it.
Woo!
With the whole sometimes kids they get so overwhelmed with life and then they think about eternity and then it just
I'm gonna have to do homework forever,
right?
No, you're not.
You're just behind in something.
I think that's exactly what it is. So I just need to sit down with them.
I've got gospel news for all those kids out there. You're not going to have to do homework forever, guys. Listen, it's awesome. Homework goes away.
I disagree, man.
If you're lucky.
We have a job where our lives are the morning
Steve-O,
show.
When's the last time that you did algebra homework at home?
Not algebra, but I look at everything differently. It almost feels like life is homework for the morning show.
That's,
do you know what I mean?
That's not homework.
Yeah,
that's life.
Homework.
Homework prepares you for life.
It's work at home.
Yeah, I sometimes look at my kids when they're doing homework and I just laugh.
There's a big difference.
It's...
There's a big difference in just regular old life homework and then being like, read this paragraph and find the subject and the predicate of each sentence.
Oh, that's true.
All right. Let's go to a phone call and then we have to go to break. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. Hey, Steve-O, I'm the same way as my people. I'm weird, but I have a down pellicle that formed right from my head and my neck.
Yeah!
So I don't let anybody use it, and I like it cold. So I feel like a jerk because last night my daughter was like, hey, Daddy, my four-year-old daughter, can I sit in your bed and watch cartoons? So, yeah, baby, hang on. I grabbed the pillow and I threw it on the ground so she couldn't use it.
Oh.
And I'll let anybody use my pillow, not even my wife.
Dude, a pillow, it's a key ingredient to good sleep, man.
It is, and I get made fun of it for so much from everybody. I'm like, hey.
Pillow buddies, you and me, man.
Thanks for calling us. Thanks, now we can make fun of you, too.
Pillow guy. Pillow guy. New name.
338-3700. It is New Music Tuesday on the Morning Invasion.
Just some pillow talk.
More pillow talk. We have some letters, some good news. Good morning. Hang out with us. We'll be back.
Stay tuned. The Morning Invasion is coming back. It's time for the Morning Invasion. Here's Dex, Steve-O, and Teo on Star 88.
I may have some news for you.
Big news.
Stand by. Three Democratic candidates for president in a nationally televised town hall-style forum.
A Republican who dropped out of the presidential race is now endorsing Ted Cruz. Rick Perry.
I've gotten the opportunity to really know Ted Cruz.
Donald Trump, meanwhile, has events scheduled in Iowa, New Hampshire, and South Carolina.
Florida State University is announcing a settlement with the woman who accused football star Jameis Winston of raping her.
All-day breakfast appears to be working for McDonald's.
The Supreme Court's rejecting a Pennsylvania inmate's appeal to consider banning the death penalty in the U.S.
Twitter is confirming the departure of four key executives.
Ford is driving away from Japan, saying it's tough to make a profit there.
Sprint says it plans on cutting additional jobs.
Overseas, newly released ISIS video.
The British adventurer who'd been attempting to become the first person to trek across Antarctica has died after suffering complete organ failure.
Smokers from Massachusetts looking to force the Philip Morris Company to pay for a monitoring program to detect early signs of lung cancer.
6:33.
Had it at 45 degrees.
That's pretty good.
Not bad.
There was a confidence there.
Thank you.
It didn't make me feel safe, but there was a growing confidence there.
It is New Music Tuesday on the Morning Invasion. It means we got some new tracks to throw on you guys, and you guys get to tell us if you like them or hate them.
That's true. We should not do this until 40.
Oh, we need to wait?
Yeah.
Okay. We'll wait on the new
That's
music
when
track.
We promise it to the people.
We promise you at the 40s.
Yeah. The 10 and the
40s. The 10s 40. And
the 40s. I'm sorry.
You know, I'm terrible with this time thing.
You're not terrible with it. You're good at it.
I mean, whatever.
That's why I threw it out there, because I was like, he can handle this.
Okay.
This sounds like it's not good, but he can handle it.
Wingman, you got to remind us at the 40.
Well, I mean...
What do you mean, well, you mean? Well, I mean?
Did Goose ever say that to Maverick? I don't think so.
Well, I mean? Well, I mean.
Well,
what?
I mean.
What?
Yeah, I mean.
Mateo, let me hear you say the weather. It's 6:34.
What's the high today?
Oh, it's 45 degrees, I guess.
Yeah. Okay, do it again, Dex.
It is 6:34.
High today at 45 degrees. Do it again.
It is 6:34.
High today of 45 degrees.
Yeah, I think I like Steve-O better.
Okay. See?
You see, Teo's got an idiosyncratic delivery.
Idiot-syncratic voice. Yes.
It's very good with traffic, you know. And
no. Everything else.
I'm confident in my weather abilities. If you guys can't handle it, that's fine.
Hey, I'm just a wingman.
And you know what I am? The wind beneath your wingman.
Oh, boy.
True story. True story.
Have you guys ever gotten sued?
Yeah,
No.
Countless times.
Oh, my gosh.
I always settle out of court because I'm super rich.
No, I've never been sued.
I got sued once.
Whoa.
Did you really?
Yeah, I got sued in radio.
Stop giving people ideas.
That was about 14, 15 years ago.
Okay.
And I had a stunt kid, and we sent this stunt kid out. It was the day after Valentine's Day, and we dressed up our stunt kid to look like Cupid. And if you had a bad Valentine's Day, we would send the stunt kid Cupid to your house and deliver a dirty diaper.
Mm-hmm.
And so we knocked on the door. Well, you know, Cupid did. And the mom was on the phone with her attorney saying that we had broadcast her daughter's full name on the air, which we did because it was a live call-in before we sent Cupid over there.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't have a dump button to dump the full name. Turns out her daughter was 14 years old.
Okay, Dex.
And they said some awful things. This person said some awful things about this girl. Mm-hmm. And so they sued us.
Just a kid.
And the reason I didn't get fired was because they didn't have a dump button installed.
Wow.
That's what saved me.
Hey, they have a dump button installed here, so
yes.
Don't.
And so, I don't know. I they wouldn't tell me exactly how much they ended up settling with this mom, but it was a lot of money.
Yeah.
And
how can I sue you so I can have money?
Well, maybe you can get some ideas off of this next story, because there's a guy from Illinois. He recently noticed Papa John's charged him 16 cents for a delivery tax.
What?
found out it was illegal, filed a class action lawsuit against them, and wants a jury to decide how much the pizza joint victims should get in damages.
Seems legit to me.
What?
I think it's important in America.
Over 16 cents?
No, that's taxation without representation.
Is it the principle?
This goes back to the heart of America. Taxation without representation. And you can't have that in a two-topping nation. Thank you, guys. I love to rhyme. If anybody needs a rhymesmith, I'm available over email.
He is. He is.
This guy researched Illinois law, found that a business can only tax a delivery fee if it included, if it's included in the selling price.
Okay.
He says that the pizza joint fee is a surcharge that's listed separately from the price on the receipt, so it shouldn't be taxed.
Dude, that's taxation without representation for real.
That's, yeah, that really is.
That is why we were like, oh yeah, America.
This guy's looking for them to cover damages, attorney fees, and yes, to pay restitution to him and all the other poor victims who were charged 16 cents for their deliveries.
This is ridiculous. This is going to end up costing thousands of dollars.
No, this is America.
Over 16 cents.
16
Am I missing
cents
the principle
or,
behind it?
You know
it?
What? If, there, if it was $100 or 16 cents, it wouldn't matter.
Oh, $100.
It wouldn't matter because it's the principle of the situation. They were stealing money. 16 cents adds up over time.
That's true. That's quite true.
Okay, so the problem with this is that the tax came without being represented in the price.
Yeah.
It was just like added on bonus. Oh, yeah, there's this 16 cent tax we didn't tell you about, but it's there. Listen to this. Taxation without representation is a definition of tyranny. A slogan of the Revolutionary War in the years before. The colonists were not allowed to choose representatives to Parliament in London, which passed the laws under which they were taxed.
Mm.
No representative, no representation of this tax was given in the ads or anything like that. Well, they were just issuing that tax and nobody was saying anything about it.
So Papa John was the representative we didn't ask for.
No.
He was the representative that...
No, Papa John is Britain. In this equation. He's just throwing this tax out there, and nobody knows about it.
He always does wear red.
Nobody's there saying, hey, where is this on the advertisement so I know about it? Where's my representative telling me what's happening?
Mm. And it took a guy named Zachary Tucker who, think about it, can you imagine if our wives were like Zachary Tucker? I mean, just, they looked at every
meticulous
single thing, and, this isn't right. No.
Yep. Yep. What? Did you say with your why is your wife like that? Yeah. Why can't it be you?
Just forget I said it.
As a feminist, I feel like you're just stereotyping. Like you're just, I mean, maybe now she is being taxed without representation.
It is New Music Tuesday.
Yeah.
It is 6:40. It's time for another new music track.
It is time for another new music track. This is a newer band, up and coming band called Graceful Closure. They're single choices, because we all have to make them, and now you have to make a choice about this song.
Facebook.com/star88FM. You go there, you'll see Teo posted.
Teo.
All about Graceful Closure. You tell us whether you like this track or you hate it.
Mm.
New Music Tuesday on Star 88. Graceful Closure, choices on New Music Tuesday. I liked that song.
Did you like that?
I'm going to go to the Facebook page right now and tell everybody that I liked it.
Dominic says, oh my gosh, turn it off. Stop the pain, please.
Whatever, Dominic.
Wow, Dom.
Whatevs.
Wow, Dom.
Yep. And Joel the Nanny says, it's good. I like it. How am I supposed to deal with this feeling of betrayal to Owl City? For those of you who don't know, Joel the Nanny. Her music taste is a broken record.
Yeah.
And that record is an Owl City record.
She doesn't ever get sick of that record?
Nope.
Never?
She's found a way.
I don't know. I don't know if there's ever been one record that I've never gotten sick of.
Because
I've gotten sick of it at one point. That's why I stopped listening
to it. Oh, man, I know. Self-titled by Blink-182. Mm. I've never gotten sick of that record. Also, The Color and the Shape by Foo Fighters.
Yes.
A few Foo Fighters. What's the one with Learn to Fly? What's it called? Nothing Left to Lose.
Mm-hmm.
Never gotten sick of that record. Bleaches, again for the first time. Never gotten sick of that record.
Yeah.
Reliant K's, never gotten sick of that record.
Wow.
Jeez.
There's a bunch of them.
He just likes music.
Brand new. Yes. The Devil and God Are Raging Inside Me. Never gotten sick of that record.
Wow.
There's a bunch. Dex, come on, man.
I'm a radio guy. You're a rock star. There's a difference there.
Come on.
I get sick of songs more than the average person.
Sublime self-titled. Yeah.
There he is.
Never got sick of that.
Never.
Morning music coming up in the 7 o'clock hour.
Yeah.
We want you guys to go and tell us what you think about it. Facebook.com/Star88FM. Good morning. Morning Invasion. 6:45.
High today of 45 degrees.
There he is. 45 degrees, though,
it's
guys.
It's cold, guys.
It's
chance
so
of
cold.
Snow. So
it's not that cold. Come
it's on. Hoodie weather, for sure.
Not that cold.
You're in Montana. Man. That's where your mind is. Your heart is in Montana.
Yeah, it's definitely cold in Montana right now.
Yeah.
Coming up on the show this morning, a couple good news stories. Can't wait to share. One a little after 7 of a 15-year-old who woke up from a heart transplant, and his dad videotaped his reaction, and it's really cool. Really amazing to see this kid.
Is it heartwarming?
It is very heartwarming.
Mm.
Got that coming up. And a great story coming up about a dog who got out in the backyard and ended up somewhere that you would never expect. Amazing story. Steve-O, what do you got?
Well, you know, we have a photo shoot coming up today.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we already had our first billboard. People been sending in photos. Ah, I saw your billboards! Plural. We got a couple plural in town.
Dose.
And Dexter's the face.
He is.
Let's be honest. You know, for years and years, I carried 88.3 as the face.
Mm-hmm.
You know, who's the face of M88? Steve-O. That's what they would say. But, those days are over.
Come here, buddy. Let me hold you.
No. Hey.
Look into my eyes.
You know?
I want everybody to know that they're holding each other.
But when I look into your eyes, Dexter, I see laugh lines.
You're really
things
warm
that
right
are
now
just really unkosher for the face of anything.
It's just
really
uncouth.
Yeah. So, with that...
What's wrong with my face?
I mean, if you're going to be the face, we need to help you with... your face.
Amen. Good grief. This is the
what
one I've been waiting
mean
for. This is good stuff.
Just, what does that even mean?
Just, you know, I you know, no jealousy here. None.
This is
whatsoever
the face the Lord gave me.
Passing the torch, you know. But I found secret ways to help you look younger.
Hmm.
Help you feel younger. We want you to be radiant as the face. You
oh
know?
My gosh,
that
I can't
that
wait
way, when the next billboard comes with Teo and I in the deep, deep background.
Just wait. So far back there, it's like, what is that? Is
why
it a,
are they even there?
Is that a tiny light?
You, sir, we'll have it all together.
I feel like they could have photoshopped my skin or something.
Well, I mean, you know, that's lazy.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, man.
You know, if you're going to be the face, it's got to be genuine. When we're out in public meeting people, they want to be able to know that they can trust your face.
I should probably start going over to Desert Forge with Teo over here.
Can't trust a photoshopped face.
It's an option.
Yeah, I mean, you know. I've heard.
I mean, the
I
Lord gave me this
it
face, but he, you know, I added probably 10 pounds to this face, so
yeah,
it's not really the face the Lord gave me, so I could probably work on that. You're right.
You could go with Teo to Desert Forge. You could start doing that healthy diet and an exercise junk, but I've got something even easier for you, all right? You are at the age where you're starting to get those laugh lines, you know?
Those are the lines that happen on your face when you laugh.
I do laugh.
And now that you're around me, those are going to increase.
Exactly. I laugh a lot now.
Our skin dries. It thins out with age. So, you know, products that you used 5 years ago to help with your face just don't, you know, probably don't even really.
I didn't use any products.
You know, see, and this is it. This is why you need a skin primer. Skin primer.
What?
Robin Ryland, she's a celebrity makeup artist. She's worked with Celine Dion. She's like 80 and she looks beautiful, right? Right?
You're
high quality
about my
primer,
girl Celine.
Yeah. High quality primer. You need a 4-go thick foundation, all right, before this photo shoot today. If the makeup artist, you know, because you know, just real deal photo shoot. You know,
I do have to say, when Tao and I went to the Morning Brew, you weren't there, Steve, because you were still on vacation. But
yeah.
We sat down with a really, really amazing. Do you remember his name? He was a great makeup artist. That was his first day on the Morning
Brew. I don't remember his name, but they were helping us out,
and he did such a good job on my face.
Did he forego thick foundation?
He did. He did all of what you're saying so far.
Did he avoid clown eyes? you know, like the boss from the Drew Carey Show. I'm telling you, bro.
Good grief. What was her name?
Can't remember.
Was it Barbara?
Clownish amounts of eyeshadow. That's a no-no.
He did put some eyeshadow on. And that was the first time I've ever gotten eyeshadow on, and I kind of liked it.
The purpose of it is to enhance the shape of the eye. You know what I'm saying?
Hey,
you've got very almond eyes.
Almond?
Yeah,
they're blue.
That's wonderful.
No, the shape, dude. We're talking about the shape.
They even said the color.
They look like glorious almonds.
That's a high compliment.
All right, the next one you're just going to skip because we don't need to put eyebrows back on you.
Well,
if anything, we need to get our girl Nomi in here.
Yeah, we need to get those threaded a bit.
So,
get them shaped up.
Just tame that jungle.
You know, we need to plump up the lips, bro.
Oh.
Apparently, that's a big deal.
My wife says I have really nice shaped lips.
Your wife is also very sick.
Still got to plump them. Yeah, that's true.
She
can't see clearly right now. All right, you got to keep them moist. Got to keep those lips like looking good. You know, no cracked lips on this billboard. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Whitened, stained teeth. How white are your teeth? Well, I mean, do you smile? Yeah, I mean,
you're all right.
Those are whitish. Yeah.
Mimi. Thank you, Paul.
All right. If you're looking tired, because you wake up.
Oh,
I wake up so tired. You get here like 3 a.m.
Oh.
Here's the deal.
I have sleepy eyes.
Sleep triggers the release of hormones that help skin remain thicker and more elastic. So to reduce eye puffiness, actually sleeping works. But you can also put some cool cucumber slices.
Nice.
Or moist tea bags on your eyes.
There you go.
That's what it says.
I'll do the cucumbers.
Cucumber slices.
Steve-O, where did you
teabag your eyes.
You told me you had a list that was going to make Dex a better person.
Yeah, no, this is totally.
This is very superficial.
We're helping him with
this really
outside.
Is. I feel like this is all could be done with Photoshop.
Oh.
I really do.
I will agree with Steve-O
that's
the lazy man's way out.
Yeah,
here's the most important
one. It's going to cost me a lot of money.
You're entrusting your life and your face to computers.
We're going to need to use large round brushes. Do you have like a large round brush?
I don't know. Maybe my wife does.
It gives lift to the hair. It adds volume
this
for thinning
ridiculous.
Hair, you know? So we can get some hot rollers, another good option if you're looking for.
Can I just stop you for a second? Because every
body?
Person that has seen the billboard so far has said that I look great.
Oh.
And I would say, thank you. What do you think of my new co-hosts, you know? And
I was like, the guys in the. I thought that was another billboard in the background.
No, they don't even know you guys are on the billboard.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
It's okay.
And I'm actually happy with that.
Yeah.
I'm not. I think it should have been equal.
Nope.
I don't like that I'm this huge, giant me right there. I have friends texting me. Well, not anymore because, you know. But I did have friends that were texting me and they were saying, wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You look huge on that billboard.
Yeah.
You
don't like that?
It's okay.
Not really. No,
but people see that and then your immediate brain movement eye thing makes you look to the right. And so people will immediately look right and go, hey, who are those clowns?
Mm-hmm.
That's good.
What are those?
What are those two guys
doing? Are they making a heart?
Or is he?
But that's the purpose of this photo shoot today. We're supposed to get photos of all three of us together. Obviously, you'll still be in the center.
No, I really think that we should just focus all of the promotion on Dex.
No!
Guys, from a marketing standpoint, it makes way more sense.
Okay, that's true. Here, we'll get off of your face, okay? And help you with the rest of your body, okay?
You need to get off the Facebook and get your face in the book.
Antioxidants, those are vitamins and minerals that can counter the damage caused in your body and skin.
Move on.
Yeah. So, you got to eat food rich in antioxidants.
Fail!
I feel like you're calling it a fail before we've even finished.
I'm just trying to help you, man.
Let's give it a little more time.
I started talking healthy diet, and you see how he immediately went to the fail button there, Taylor?
Yep. Yesterday, guys, listen. Yesterday at the gym, I turned on my playlist, and I got a few compliments. And
ooh.
I said, here's the deal, guys. A playlist is... Well, I compared it to wine, but for the sake of our audience, it's like a Coca-Cola. You have to give it some room to breathe. And so...
I feel like we
have to give this conversation some room to breathe, Dex. We got to explore the space with it a little bit.
I think I'm good.
And we got to see what's in there for us.
I think we need to move on.
I love the extremes of this because this is coming from WebMD, and it's supposed to be like a how to like help you feel pretty or something. I don't know. Eat salmon for smoother skin. All these great things.
I don't want to feel prettier.
Are you ready for this one?
Pink?
You get to the very end, and it's like 25 things that you're supposed to do to like help your skin to feel healthy. Number 26. If this is not working for you or giving you the results you want, cosmetic procedures can yield more dramatic results.
Surgery. And that's where I wanted to go
Thanks,
with this.
Crazy
day.
Baby.
I wanted to discuss with you your options.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
You too could have a face like Brad Pitt. You too could look like Jake Gyllenhaal.
I mean, you're going to be on a billboard with Teo and I, you know?
Teo.
So, I'm just saying.
Hashtag Teo.
Once you're actually like in the billboard with us, mm-hmm. I mean.
Oh, man, we're completely out of time. We have to go to break.
That's convenient.
It's weird how that happened.
Sorry, everybody.
That's all right, I just wanted to keep going with it, but.
That's okay.
So awesome.
Coming back, I found a story about this lady. She can hear the voice of Jesus.
Oh!
Ironically enough, it's when her child screams.
Huh.
We're going to find out more about that.
Also, some good news on the way from a young man. Woke up from his heart transplant. The reaction is amazing. It's the Morning Invasion. Hang out.
The Morning Invasion on Star 88.
We'll be back right after these important messages.
It's time for the Morning Invasion. Here's Dex, Steve-O, and Teo.
I'll never forget it. I'll never forget the sound.
It's magic.
On Star 88.
Good morning. 7:03.
High today of 45 degrees.
That's right.
Sounds 45. Good, buddy. Sounding good. Our app's not sounding so good.
No, it's not.
We've gotten multiple emails from all around the world.
We hear you guys.
Our app is messing up, and we apologize for that. We're trying to fix it.
Can't work in these conditions. Okay.
You got it.
If I'm going to be the face of this billboard, the app's got to work.
Okay. I feel like that's a reasonable
request.
Where's
my makeup? Steve-O, get my makeup done. I can't work like this anymore.
Get his makeup done.
Yes, where's my cucumbers?
Yeah, I
during
ate
the break, I need cucumbers on my eyes.
What's happening?
Mateo, my toes.
I ate the cucumbers.
I need you to blow on my toes.
It's morning time. What's wrong with you? That's maybe.
I need to look good for the photo shoot today.
Maybe at brunch.
Look at these bags.
Yeah.
Look at these bags under the eyes.
You look like you spent like 3 years at Walmart with those bags.
That's messed up, man. Come on.
Well,
I got a lot of great friends that.
Those aren't
Walmart.
Bags under your eyes. Those are duffels.
If you missed Steve-O trying to encourage me.
It really
wasn't encouraging at all.
It was very encouraging.
No, I felt like it was encouraging.
The conversation started out with, you're not looking so good.
I mean, that's not exactly
Dex.
What
and
I said.
And if you're going to be the face of the billboard, you need to look a lot prettier than you do now.
Right.
I care about our brand. I care about this
branding
station.
Is important.
I've been here way too many years for you to blow it, okay? So I just need you to
just a little.
I'm okay passing on the torch to an older gentleman who weighs more and has less hair.
Did you hear that? Observation he
you know made? I'm just a little nervous, that's all. I just want to make sure that
things are fine, man.
It's in good hands.
Nobody cares what I look like.
Okay.
At least I don't think they
that's why
care.
That's why we're all in radio, let's be honest.
Yeah, thank you. That is why we're in radio.
When it was like, Billboard! It's like, oh, but then people are going to know what I look like.
I really did put that complaint out there.
But thanks to them making me this giant face, they don't really know you're on the billboard.
Next time, could you just point left? Like if you're like, hey, with your thumbs up, pointing left.
Okay.
Yeah.
Before we get into our new music track on this New Music Tuesday... I have a good news story.
Oh,
let's
we need
that
some
good
news.
Music.
It's a great, great, great story. There is a 15-year-old kid in Detroit named Trevor Sullivan. And last February, his parents thought he had a bad cold that wouldn't go away.
Mm-hmm.
It turned out it was actually severe heart failure.
Whoa.
And Trevor needed a transplant. His doctors got him on the top of the transplant list, but told his parents it could be weeks or months before they could find a match. Poor little Trevor hung on for 9 months until they finally found a heart for him last November. Then the surgery was scheduled for the next day, and he pulled through. And now a video his dad took of him waking up is going viral. Here it is. It is unbelievable.
So happy.
Yeah, I know.
I've been waiting so long.
I know, buddy. I know.
So happy.
It went perfect, baby.
I can breathe again and talk.
You feel good? You feel good?
I feel amazing.
Amazing?
It's amazing. Never felt so good.
Never felt so good, huh?
Never felt so good with one person, one thing stopping you.
I know. You look good, buddy. You look real good.
Trevor's laying there on the bed. He wakes up from the surgery, and he can breathe for the first time. He was really struggling with that towards the end there. Before the transplant, he was having a hard time breathing. They got that heart. They put it in Trevor, and now he can breathe. It's amazing.
Hey, jerk. Why are you trying to make us cry before 8 a.m.?
Sorry.
I never cry.
I'm over here just like, just
got this makeup on, and now I'm going to cry.
Just be cool, bro.
If a tear slips out of these tear ducts, I suck it back in with my eyes.
Gosh.
So good. The surgery was on November 13th. He was back home recovering by Thanksgiving.
That's amazing.
So far, there's no sign his body is rejecting the new heart.
That's great.
Yeah.
He doesn't know who the donor was, but says he's incredibly grateful. Someone also started a GoFundMe page to help his parents cover the medical bills, and
awesome.
It's already raised over $60,000.
Man, that is so cool. I love stories like that.
You know what they should do? They should do on like television, you know how you can reunite people? Because he doesn't know who the donor was. They should try and find the donor and reunite them.
Inappropriate.
Wow.
Inappropriate.
This story was really... It was an amazing story. And
are you bumfuzzled about this?
I am bumfuzzled.
As much as I am? Do you want to do a traffic update? Might as well.
I mean, they reunite people all the time.
We might as well do a traffic update. There's been a wreck in this room.
Here's your traffic update.
Yeah, you put your head down over there.
Put your head down and cry about it. Accident, left lane's blocked. I-40 West at Rio Grande Boulevard. That's exit 157. Also, that's just all over the place. Rio Grande Boulevard at I-40. There's an accident there. It's going to stack up your morning commute. So look out for that. Road work everywhere in the city. No other accidents showing up on this map, so you guys be careful. Rio Grande and I-40, big accident.
Coming up after this new music track, we have a letter to jump into.
I'm worried about passing along any good news.
Is our billboard off of I-40 in Rio Grande?
No.
Isn't it like right in that area?
I think it's closer to Montgomery.
Okay. Okay.
Wait.
Right?
No. On I-40, not I-25.
I don't know.
Yeah, I-40 in Carlisle-ish.
Do you think somebody saw us?
No, it's not Carlisle-ish. We've seen it.
Well, you've seen
west.
The I-40?
Oh, yeah, we've seen I-40. It's west of I-25. Well, you think people were hearing us talk about the new face, and they were, like, looking for the billboard, and...
They saw that glorious
Dex,
face.
Dex, you crashed him.
No, I did not.
No, hey, this is called blame shifting.
Ah.
An international technique used by many people to get themselves out of sticky situations.
I like that.
All right. New Music Tuesday.
Yeah.
We have a new track for you guys.
We have a new track from a new artist. This is actually our boy Jason Mills from Calvary Knob Hill. This is his buddy.
Oh, I'm like, it's Jason?
No, it's not Jason. Although I will say, Jason has an incredible voice. He sounds like a mix of Chris Carrabba and David Crowder.
Really?
Straight up.
Yeah. Huh. David Crowder really mostly good. Because of the goatee.
How come Jason isn't up there singing with you?
Well, you know, he's just got, he just doesn't have the willpower.
Je ne sais quoi.
He just doesn't have what it takes.
He doesn't have that star, that X factor.
Oh, he does.
No, he
yeah,
doesn't.
He does.
Anyway, this guy's name is Heath Williams. This is his latest single from his Relentless Love EP. It's called Highest Price.
Facebook.com/star88FM.
Go like us if you haven't, and tell us what you think of Heath Williams on New Music Tuesday, Star 88. Heath Williams, highest price. New Music Tuesday on Star 88, facebook.com/Star88FM. Go like us and tell us what you think of Heath Williams.
If you are hearing us or trying to hear us over the app or website, it's probably not working. Sadly, we're not the web department, so we can't fix it.
Yeah.
But we have emailed the parties.
The powers that be.
Yes.
The problem is there's so many people streaming at the same time, it just crashes.
The problem is we get to work before everyone else. So when something bad happens.
Yeah, that's really what happens.
Nobody's here at work.
Yeah, that's what happens.
Although I will recommend, Victoria, since you live in Albuquerque, why don't you turn on a radio 88.3?
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
More new music tracks coming up. It is 7:16.
High today, 45 degrees.
You're getting there. You're getting there, man.
High today, 47 degrees.
Whoa.
You're there, you're there. That was hot. That was a little hot. That was my bad, though. That wasn't Buck's bad. That was my bad. You're getting there. It's a nice, fluid, smooth motion.
High today, 47 degrees.
No, dude. No.
Or you can change it up a little bit.
High today, going to be 47 degrees.
He, choked on his own spit. High today, going to be
Thank you so much for joining us this morning. We sure do love you guys.
Love you too, buddy.
If you guys need us, we're always here for you. Going through a situation, you need some advice, you can hit us up at studio@star88.fm. Any traffic situations going on out there, buddy?
Let me take a double check.
Here's your traffic update.
Oh my goodness. Accident, two left lanes are blocked. I-40 West at the River Bosque Trail. Also, we've got an accident, Rio Grande Boulevard at I-40. Let's see, what is that? That's road work. There's road work everywhere, guys. Road work is the eternal plague of the United States highway system. It will never stop. All we can do is just grin and bear it. But watch out for the accidents. Two left lanes are blocked at I-40 West in the River. Also, accident, Rio Grande Boulevard at I-40. That's your look at traffic, Dex.
Brought to you by
Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast, right here on the Calvary campus. Shout out to Ian.
Thank you, Ian.
Throwing it down this morning.
Ian.
Some coffee, some.
Ian.
Ian me.
Ian me.
When you're not strong, I'll be your friend.
That's good.
Yeah, I know.
That's real good.
Thank
you. He's singing to himself, Dex.
I'm singing to Ian. He had his earbuds in this morning. Well, he was rocking the
you
show.
You said Ian me.
We just got a letter. We just got a letter. We just got a letter.
Wonder who it's from!
I know
who
it's from. It's from the IRS. That's who it's from.
Oh, man.
Is that just me? Tax evasion. Ugh. It's a silly game.
Letter time?
Here it is.
Which, by the way, studio at star88.fm.
I was at the grocery store yesterday, and when I walked out to my car, some jerk was yelling at his wife in the parking lot.
Oh, no.
Good grief.
She was putting the grocery cart away, and he screamed, "Are you seriously doing that with your purse in the basket? Someone can steal it. Are you that stupid?"
He really said that to
out
loud?
His wife. Then when someone was driving past, he goes to her, "Get out of the way of the car, you moron."
Oh my God.
And she stayed silent the whole time. I didn't like the way he was talking to her.
Yeah.
So, I walked over.
Yeah, you did.
I walked over there.
Yeah!
Well, Dex didn't.
Dex
the letter.
Yeah,
I
didn't. Person.
I walked over
He's
there.
He's just reading the letter.
I came out of nowhere.
No.
Yeah. I popped out from behind a car.
That's pretty cool.
Okay, it didn't happen that way.
No, sneak attack is important in these situations.
So what happened?
He walked over.
Okay.
Told him.
Wait, this isn't you?
No,
this is not me.
We got a letter from a listener. He he's just reading it straight out.
Why
but
did you lie to
say,
me?
The
me
letter that. Reads this.
We just got a letter.
Right.
We
I get that. Sorry. Letter. Context clues aren't my
sorry.
Forte.
I probably should have started with that. So anyways, he saw this whole thing go down. So he walks over to her, the wife, who just got yelled at by her idiot husband.
Amen.
And he said, I didn't like the way that he was talking to you. And of course, the husband started swearing at me. But the last thing I did... Oh, wait, how does it say... But the last thing I did was to tell the woman... Oh, that's what it is. But the last thing I did was to tell the woman, you shouldn't let him talk to you that way, mm-hmm. is what he said to mm-hmm. the woman.
Preach.
You shouldn't let Man. Him talk to you that way. Luckily, the guy didn't pull out a weapon.
Yeah, see...
Man.
I mean, in those situations, you have to be really careful. You really do, especially in Albuquerque, New Mexico.
I do not honk my horn anymore. I don't yell at people. I don't.
Good for you.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
Somebody cuts me off, I just
you know
slow
who
down
does
and go,
that?
They obviously need that more than me.
You know who does that? My wife does
oh,
that.
Oh, no.
And I have told her over and over, you cannot do that.
No,
she got,
dude.
She got followed for 20 minutes okay. one time, and
really?
She couldn't drive home because she didn't.
Leslie.
Yeah.
What is the deal here?
Yeah,
what I know. It is not like this in other cities.
Really?
Yeah.
It is
I mean,
bad
there's
here.
Violence, and of course there's road rage. But here it's like road rage, and then there's Albuquerque road rage, which is like this next level, like, oh,
yeah.
I'm going to follow, I'm going to see where you live, and then I'm going to continue to watch you and stalk you, and then one day I'm going to punch you,
Man.
And then I'm going to shoot my gun into the
You know
air,
what it is?
What?
I have 50% of this coursing through my veins.
What is it?
Spanish blood.
You can't just throw it on Spanish blood like that.
Are you kidding me? My mom's side of the family?
Yeah.
All of us. The Spanish side of the family? Mm-hmm. We got us this thing called like righteous indignation or something.
Okay,
and
that.
It's just like this anger.
It's pride.
Like a lot of my family deals with that. Yeah.
I feel like we need
pride
to...
and like, oh man. So
for all of us out there dealing with this, I think we need to redefine righteous indignation.
Yeah.
Well, here's the question that our boy Kenneth is throwing out there. 338-3700.
Name?
Well, he didn't say it good.
Oh, okay.
Take that, Kenneth.
He asks, was it not my place to say something?
Oof.
What would you do if you saw a stranger being treated that way? What are you supposed to do in that situation? So just to recap, Kenneth was out. And he was at the grocery store parking lot, and he drives by this husband and wife. They're putting the groceries away, and the husband is yelling at the wife.
Let me tell you, number one, why that guy's an idiot, the husband. Because he said, are you really going to keep it in the basket like that? Somebody could steal it. So what he is essentially doing is going, thief!
Somebody steal
hey,
her purse!
If you're a thief, here's an opportunity. It's my wife. She's an idiot.
And he goes on to say, are you that stupid? And then when someone was driving past, he goes to her, get out of the way of the car, you moron.
Good grief.
So this poor wife has been sitting here not saying a word the whole time. You can tell she gets treated like this all the time, you know?
Who is this person?
It's just awful. So what do you do in that situation?
Man.
Do you intervene?
I think it was right of him to
intervene. I was just about to say, first of all, Kenneth...
Good job, bud.
Because not everybody would say something.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people would see that in the parking lot and cringe and go, oh, man.
And then Facebook
and,
about it.
And then later feel bad about not doing something or saying something. Oh, but it's such a tough situation because on the flip side, you're right. Like, what if the husband pulls a gun, but are you in that moment concerned more about...
Yeah.
For me, I think it would really depend upon... who I was with.
Yes.
If I've got my little kiddos with me, and maybe Chrissy wasn't there, I would have a hard time being confrontational, but at the same time, you can't stand by and not do anything about
mm-hmm.
it.
No, it's true. Ever since my mother-in-law, she was leaving a grocery store, this happened a few years ago, and she was walking back to her car, and some idiot came out of nowhere
and grabbed her purse.
Whoa!
And my mother-in-law held onto the purse, and the guy was dragging her across the pavement.
Nobody
came to help.
Oh my gosh!
And she started yelling for help, and nobody came. So she went back into the grocery store and told them what happened, and they, of course, called the cops, and they ended up, you know, finding the people later on that day. But ever since that happened, whenever I'm at a parking lot now,
oh dude,
I have this vision, and I'm always looking around to make sure everybody's safe. I don't know if you're like that, but when a family member gets attacked, and you always have them in the back of your head, like looking for all these older people, especially because that's who they go after.
Yeah,
they go after those people that can't defend themselves, and so I'm always looking. And it's funny because of the way I look. It's, you know, Steve-O brought up how I look, and you know, anyways.
I like how you internalize that.
I do have tattoos, and sometimes I'll walk up to an older person that needs help with groceries, and I don't blame them for acting like this, but they get very, no, I'm fine.
I'm good. I don't need any help, and thank you.
I don't know if it's they're judging me by the way I look, but at the same time, I don't really blame them because maybe they had been attacked before by somebody.
That's an important thing to think about.
Yeah.
It really is. Always using proper etiquette as well with your manners. I try to, as much as possible, call people sir or ma'am. Mm-hmm.
Even when you gave that guy that heart attack, you called him sir.
Yeah. Said, sir?
He was tactful about it.
It
was a heart attack.
Yes.
He was very tactful.
Heart attack.
Yeah.
Gosh.
338-3700 if you'd like to weigh in on this. Help this brother out, Kenneth. He has the question. Was it not my place to say something? He confronted. Now, what do you think? Do you think it did any good, him confronting? Because the wife in this situation, she probably has been getting abused for a long time. She has to make the decision whether or not she's going to stay in that relationship or not.
Yeah.
Kenneth can't really do anything. But maybe it was a good thing that he came to her defense because maybe that shows her that isn't okay.
Is wrong.
It's wrong because I think at times women, they are abused so much that they feel like it's their fault. They're the ones who are in the wrong because of the mind.
Yeah.
You know, the husband and the way that he's emotionally scarred her, you know, she has no self-esteem anymore. So maybe it was a good thing that Kenneth did that. Good morning.
Good morning.
Go ahead.
So I think that it's great that the guy stepped in and tried to help her feel better about herself. I lived in a situation like that for 18 years, and it is a hard situation. Women, I don't know what makes us think that it's going to go away. But until that person is ready to realize it's not going to go away and she needs to help herself, that's likely where she's going to stay.
Yeah.
But the problem with that is with him going to her, and his heart was in the right place, she probably took a beating when she got home.
Because the guy
probably said, what are you doing to attract this guy? And whatever. No, not even because he got embarrassed.
Okay.
Just because that's just who he was. And he could have got out of the car and helped to put the groceries away.
Man.
You know?
That is so true.
It is a tough situation. I mean, a lot of times we have to really pray. And if someone is actually being physically abused, well, I don't hesitate to say something or call.
Yeah. Yeah. What was it for you? When did you finally come to realize that I have to get away?
I had an emotional breakdown. And so after 18 years, I couldn't do it anymore.
18 years? Oh, yeah. My heart is aching for you.
Well, and I'm glad you're out of that. You know, some people, there's all different levels. Mm-hmm. And some people, it takes longer for them to realize, or not as long, and some abuse is more intense. And so, mine was like sporadic. Mm. So, but the problem is my kids grew up in it. Mm. And so now they are the aftermath of, you know, they have their own struggles.
Yeah. Well, thank you for calling in and sharing.
Thank
that.
You so much.
Appreciate you.
Thank you. And please, women, if you're out there listening, don't let yourself stay in that situation.
Yeah.
Especially if you have a little one.
Love it. Thank you so much. 338-3700. We want to get to more of your phone calls, but we have to take a quick break. We got a letter from this guy named Kenneth. He was out at the grocery store, and he was driving by and saw this married couple. They were putting the groceries away, and the husband was yelling at his wife and just calling her names, calling her stupid, and belittling her. And so Kenneth stepped in and came to her aid and said, "You know what? You don't need to be treated that way." You know. Of course, the husband cussed back at Kenneth, and Kenneth ended up just walking away, and nothing else happened. But you know, he's wondering, did I do the right thing? Did I step in and did that help her in any way? Could you take it a step further? Which I don't know. I mean, you can't just say, "Hey, you need to come with me, man."
Right? Yeah. That's a tough situation. I will say, I know we're going to break, but Kenneth, if you're listening out there, I don't know if he's a believer or not, if he clings to the Word of God, but I do know that we are instructed pretty incredibly so in a few places. Psalm 82, verse 3 says, "Defend the weak and the fatherless, uphold the cause of the poor and the oppressed." I know in the book of James, chapter 1, verse 27, it says, "Religion that God our Father accepts as pure and faultless is this, to look after orphans and widows in their distress." And I know she's not an orphan or a widow, but I think of someone that is oppressed, I think of someone that is helpless in a situation, we are called by God to do something. Mm-hmm. I think Kenneth did the right thing. I think he has to step in.
338-3700. We'll get to more of your phone calls when we come back.
On Star 88.
Your attention, please.
We'll be right back.
Fair warning, the Morning Invasion is back on Star 88.
I may have some news for you.
Big news.
Stand by.
Three Democratic candidates for president in a nationally televised town hall-style forum.
A Republican who dropped out of the presidential race is now endorsing Ted Cruz. Rick
Perry. I've gotten the opportunity to really know Ted Cruz.
Donald Trump, meanwhile, has events scheduled in Iowa, New Hampshire, and South Carolina.
Florida State University is announcing a settlement with the woman who accused football star Jameis Winston of raping her.
All-day breakfast appears to be working for McDonald's.
The Supreme Court's rejecting a Pennsylvania inmate's appeal to consider banning the death penalty in the U.S.
Twitter is confirming the departure of four key executives.
Ford is driving away from Japan, saying it's tough to make a profit there.
Sprint says it plans on cutting additional jobs.
Overseas, newly released ISIS video.
A British adventurer who'd been attempting to become the first person to trek across Antarctica has died after suffering complete organ failure.
Smokers from Massachusetts looking to force the Philip Morris Company to pay for a monitoring program to detect early signs of lung cancer.
Everybody, hello.
Oh yeah,
you can podcast the show, you know, because right now our app is acting up, it's just not working all that well. You guys can download the show later on today.
Yay.
You can go subscribe on iTunes. You can go to our Morning Invasion page at star88.fm. get the whole show, whole 3 hours of the show without the music. It is 7:35.
High today of 45.
Hey-o!
Degrees in here.
Well, before the break, we got a letter from Kenneth, and he was at the grocery store, and he was walking out to his car, and he saw this husband yelling at his wife in the parking lot. He was screaming some awful things, you know, like, "What? Are you seriously doing that with your purse in the basket? Someone could steal it. Are you stupid?" He was yelling all this stuff, calling her a moron. Man. And she just sat there in silence, didn't say anything the whole time. And Kenneth went up to her and pretty much said, "You know, you don't deserve to be talked that way. Nobody should ever talk to you that way." And, yeah. I mean, that's all you really can say. Mm-hmm. She didn't say anything back. And Kenneth left. So he emailed us. He wanted to know, did I do the right thing? Was it not my place to say something? What would you do if you saw a stranger being treated that way? Mm. And we had a caller. We had a listener call in and said that she was in a relationship that she was physically and emotionally abused for 18 years. And she was saying that what probably happened is she got home and probably got a beating, which is awful.
But that's a sad reality of these situations.
Yeah.
I got a text in from a friend who said, another thing you can do is write down the license plate number and call Adult Protective Services.
Ooh.
They can intervene for her safety, counseling, legal action, whatever it is. But so FYI, you can always write down a license plate number.
We need to email Kenneth.
Say what you saw. Because it's easy to say, oh, well, obviously, you know, I would do what Kenneth did. I would intervene instantaneously. But I think there are situations where that happens, and sometimes we can either freeze or we can. I was actually at a restaurant this weekend, and it wasn't the same situation. But I saw a little boy who was being whiny. You know, they were trying to get him to sit down in a not a booster seat, but like a high chair at the end of a table, and he was just daddy, and he was kind of like clinging to his dad, and his dad. But kind of peeled him off and sat him in the chair, and he kept leaning in because he wanted his dad, and his dad went boom and like put his hand to his kid's chest and pushed him back in the high chair. And I was standing there in that moment going, I want to go over and say something right now, because that he didn't hit him. He didn't, you know what I mean? But just the forceful way that he did that. And I think a lot of times as parents, we can be tired or we can respond a certain way. But from my perspective, I saw this child who was just reaching out for their father and this dad do that. And it took everything in me not to say something.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I just, you know, it's been a couple of days and I'm still stewing on it thinking, man, should I have said something?
Yeah.
You know, dad in the grocery store with this kid, you know, let's take the situation and say, you know, what if it was a parent talking to their kid that way? What if it was a wife talking to her husband that way?
Yeah,
would we still intervene?
Yeah, I was telling Steve-O off the air, I was driving home the other day and I just kind of glanced over in the parking lot and I saw a woman not hitting, but pushing her husband's head. And you could tell they were in a big fight and she kept pushing him. On the head, and he kept going backwards, and he kept his hands down, and you could tell he wasn't going to do anything.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I was thinking, well, if it was reversed, if there was the guy doing it to the woman, would I go back in and do I intervene in that situation? But then Steve-O brought up a good point. Well, what if the wife was beating, like, physically? I mean,
yeah, like
hitting the husband or the boyfriend. Do you still intervene?
Man.
Even though it's a woman instead of a man, because when it's a man doing it, it is different in a way, because a woman is, they're not as physical as us men. That's just the way it is. It's just the majority of women out there aren't.
You're trying to be insulting.
Not at all.
No, not at all.
It's just you guys
created us differently, and
you guys are the weaker vessel when it comes to, you know. Being a woman, it's just the way it is.
And that doesn't mean you're less of a person.
Not at
I'm
all.
Sure some beautiful ladies out there listening are going, did he just say I'm weaker than him?
It's not what I meant.
That's not what,
not what I meant at all.
No, it's biblical.
Because we all know that Ronda Rousey could walk up in here and kick all of our butt.
Yeah. Seriously.
And that's not, yeah. And that's
and even more so, Holly Holm.
Heck yeah, girl.
It's true. But is it, it's equally just as bad if a woman's doing it or if a man's doing it.
Yeah. So do you intervene in that situation? Because I see Kenneth's situation, it seems, oh, well, that's easy. It's obvious. A husband, you know, being rude to his wife, you intervene. But what if it's something, what if it's a grown-up and a child? What if it's a wife doing this to a husband?
At the same time, though, if you do intervene, what are you really going to do that he can't handle himself?
Well, he's obviously not handling it.
Yeah, but if you're in that situation as a man and your girlfriend or your wife is hitting you, you either just stand there and let it happen, or you run and get out of the situation as fast as you can. You try to get out of the situation. But as a guy, I think, okay, I'm a man. I'll handle this.
Mm.
You know, I'll hold her while maybe someone gets help. You know, I don't know. That's where I'm kind of...
Yeah,
I'm struggling with,
because
if I intervened
in that situation,
how would I handle it? How do I help
him out? Excuse me, lady.
Yeah. How do I?
Ma'am. Hey.
Yeah. What can I do that he
respectfully
can't do?
Please stop.
Like to say,
you're very rude.
338-3700. Good morning.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Okay, so. I've been I don't know. I just want, if, okay, let me start again. Sorry.
No.
If the Lord put this on Kenneth's heart to intervene and say something to the woman, that was what he followed what he was supposed to do.
Absolutely.
If she did get hit when she got home, or, you know, there was some abuse, the abuser was going to abuse her regardless.
Yeah.
He's going to find something to hit her about. So he did the right thing, and he was faithful, and, you know, he was obedient to God in that time.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been in relationships that weren't that healthy, and really it is up to the woman, and maybe she did need that. She needed somebody to tell her that she was worth it, and she didn't need that type of abuse. So I believe he did the right thing, and I just wanted to let him know that.
Love it.
Awesome. Thanks for calling.
338-3700. Good morning.
Hi, good morning. I just wanted to comment and say, you know, it's a sticky situation to intervene in any time. Mm-hmm. But as a parent, I've been maybe, and I hate to admit it, a little bit too tense with my children, the way that I speak to them. And all it took was like a stranger, you know, commenting on how beautiful my children were in the store or whatever the case may be. So it brought me back to reality. So I would only say that when we intervene, that we are kind in the way that we intervene, so that way it doesn't escalate.
That's a great idea.
Have a great day.
Fantastic point. Thank you so much.
That's so true.
Yeah, dude.
It's how we interact. It's what we say, you know. And what Kenneth did, he walked right over and told her, "Hey, you should never be treated this way."
Yeah.
You know, he should never, ever talk to you that way. And that, I think, gave her some hope, I hope.
And I'll tell you what, to that caller, again, I always like to bring it back to Scripture because that's our authority. You know what I mean? That's God's Word, and it should guide us. It should shape us. James 4, verse 17 says, "If anyone knows the good they ought to do and doesn't do it, to him it is sin." So if Kenneth knew in that moment he needed to intervene, like God was telling him, "Bro, you got to step up. You got to do something. I placed you in this for such a time as this, in this moment," mm-hmm. and didn't do it, to him in that moment, it would be sin. Mm. So I definitely agree that we can't blanket statement, "Hey, everyone has to always react this way." But if God is tugging at you and saying, "Hey, I need you to do this," and you don't do it, then you're just being disobedient. So you got to do what you're called to do regardless of, "Well, what if they pull a gun?" Or what if, you know. Anyways.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys this morning?
Great.
Good. Just brilliant.
Really good. Upset that our app won't quit not working.
Yeah.
Well, I just wanted to call and comment, I guess. I've been in this situation before. It was only emotional abuse for about 9 months, and then it kind of started to turn into physical. And you know what? Some people think that when someone is being abused, that they don't realize that there's a problem, and they don't realize that something wrong is happening, and that they don't deserve that. But a lot of the time, the victims really do realize it. I mean, we see that there's something wrong, but we always have that hope that maybe this isn't really what it is. And the abuser usually manipulates you to a point where you don't even know what's real and what's not. Like the guy that abused me and controlled me, we went to church every Sunday and we read the Bible together, and it was what I thought was a godly relationship. And what I figured out afterwards is that he used the word to control me even more. You know, we went to a sermon that Skip Heitzig was holding, and it was about submitting to your husband and cutting ties with your family because now you and your husband are one, and, you know, all the scripture on that. And he used that to get me to stay away from my family so I couldn't tell my family what he did.
Yeah, that was definitely a twisted view on that scripture.
Very much so. So, I mean, it's a good thing that he stepped in and told her. Of course, it's embarrassing for someone to tell you, you know, "Hey, you're kind of messing up there," or "That's not right," because you kind of know it's not right, but you still stick around there. So I'm sure she appreciated him doing that, but it's going to take a lot for her to walk away because he has her so manipulated already that she feels like she won't be able to live without him.
Thank you for sharing that.
Yeah,
I think I think you're right on. It's disgusting that people use the Bible, they use religion to whatever they want, you know,
for their own gain, for their own agenda.
And it's disgusting. Yeah. It really is. Thank you for sharing that.
Definitely. Of course. I hope she gets help and hope everybody out there that hears this just knows that God loves you and he's not going to manipulate you and hurt you like any worldly man will.
Amen.
That's awesome.
Love Amen. It.
Thank you so much. 338-3700.
It's so true, because if you're involved in a relationship like that and you only know that form of quote-unquote love, mm-hmm. you know, we hear that God is love and here is love. This is what it is. And when you have this twisted view of love, sadly, you can place that characteristic mm-hmm. upon God as if God is this manipulative, angry, you know, oh, man. So
it's spiritual abuse.
It absolutely
and
is.
Sadly, some churches are guilty of that.
Yeah. Like,
people will be, you know,
gospel of shame, man.
They will be made almost to stay in situations and relationships that are like physically damaging to them.
Yeah.
You know, not to mention emotionally.
Yeah. Well, we know the phones are blowing up. We want to get some more of your phone calls. We'd love to hear it, because I think there's a lot of people out there that are in this situation right now, and they need to get out. They need the encouragement to get out. So if you're one of those people, like we've heard from, that have been there, done that, and you want to share your wisdom, 338-3700. We'll get to some more of your phone calls after some new music.
This song's brand new song, Capital Kings. It is New Music Tuesday, so we're just throwing them out there for you. You can go to our Facebook and comment on it. We will be right back with this great conversation.
It's Capital Kings on Star 88. Capital Kings on this New Music Tuesday, Star 88.
Mm.
Tell us about it, Tim.
Well, it's a song about those just jumpy dance people flying around believing in something.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, in contrast to the rest of the album, which is called Two Believer, it's calmer and smoother. And if you've heard any Capital Kings songs, this is a little bit more laid back. The simple electronic beat with hints of acoustic guitar blend nicely into a song with a different atmosphere than what we're used to hearing from them.
AKA, we went on tour with For King and Country and wanted to do something exactly like that. It sounds good.
Or, we got sick of writing the exact same song. So what we did is we put in an acoustic guitar. And it's different.
Star 88 FM. Go like us on Facebook. Tell us what you think about the new music tracks, because that's how we decide whether or not we're going to continue to play these new tracks. We have more coming up for you guys after 8 o'clock. It is the Morning Invasion. Dex, Steve-O, Mateo, 338-3700. The time is 7:53.
High today at 45 degrees.
We're talking about...
He's getting good at that.
What's that?
He's getting really good at that.
It's getting smooth, isn't it? Sounds good.
Like butter. But like the spread that's already smooth.
Oh, man.
Not like the stick that you have to, like, kind of let thaw out for a minute so that it gets kind of smooth.
I want to apologize to you for making it.
Almost like margarine or I can't believe it's not butter type stuff.
We got an email from Kenneth, and here it is in a nutshell. He was out at the grocery store, and he saw this husband and wife, this husband abusing, yelling at his wife, calling her stupid, called her a moron, and Kenneth intervened. He went into the situation, and he encouraged the wife. He said, nobody deserves to be talked that way.
Yeah.
And we've been saying he did the right thing. He did. And thank God that nothing else happened, because you never know, especially in this city, when you confront somebody, especially if you do it in anger, it's a chance they're going to have a weapon. They're going to have a knife. They're going to have a gun. We hear it all the time in the news. And we're saying, you got to do it the right way.
Soft answer turns away wrath.
Boom.
I believe some really awesome person said that at one point.
Who said that, Steve-O?
The Bible.
That's a book. But
was it Solomon?
The person that wrote it.
Said it.
That's right.
And it was like, dang, somebody should put that in the Bible.
So they did.
We got time for a couple calls here. Good morning.
Gentlemen.
Hey.
Yeah, I think Canada did do the right thing. A little dangerous, but, you know, that's how it goes. And then I just want to remind Steve-O of his epic failure this morning. I laughed horribly. I'm sorry.
He did have an epic fail.
That was brutal. Oh, man.
What was
that?
Just brutes and goots, man.
It was so bad, wasn't it?
It was just
you guys don't even know what he's talking about.
Technotronic stuff. Can we get some Thrice or Blindside or something?
Yes, we can. We got good stuff coming up
just
for
you. You are speaking my lingua.
Love you guys.
Love you too, man.
God bless you too, man.
Yeah, what was your epic fail?
I was just about to say, you guys are both all like,
the worst fail in history.
It was when he trivialized that kid getting a new heart.
I didn't trivialize anything!
You remember when he took all of the emotional punch away.
That wasn't trivial. For about 5 seconds, I really was like, that would be a... Oh, wait.
It was messed up, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
338-3700. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did Kenneth do the right thing? Maybe you're a woman out there that wants to send some hope to anyone listening that's going through the same thing. Because I know there's somebody out there in that situation. They're getting abused emotionally or physically. And they need the encouragement. They need the hope to get out of that situation.
Yeah.
Good morning.
Morning. Hey, guys. I heard you talking about spiritual abuse, and I just wanted to share a story with you. My wife had worked for a guy for about 8 or 9 years who was spiritually abusing her, and I didn't really realize what was going on until she sat down with me and talked about it. And like, he was using scriptures to like dictate what she was wearing to work and if she could wear makeup to work and how she was allowed to talk to customers and stuff like that. So we all went to the same church together and everything too, so once she told me kind of what was going on, we went and talked to the pastor about it. And the pastor had no idea what was going on, and come to find out that the guy was like using the pastor's name to like try to start his own church, saying that he had ordained him and everything.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Dang, dude.
Yeah, it got pretty intense.
I would say that falls under that category.
Yeah.
So my wife's in like counseling right now because she's still having a hard time because we're struggling financially because she had to find a new job and everything.
Man.
Absolutely, man.
That's pretty rough.
That sucks.
Whew. Well, I'm glad things are in the right direction. They're going in the right direction.
Yeah.
No cool. Kidding. Thanks, guys. I hope you guys have a good morning.
Thank you, man. Thank you.
All right.
Good morning.
Hey, it's good to hear Dex's voice again on the radio, so I'm happy about that.
True.
Longtime follower. But, yeah, there's a social experiment that's been there for a while on YouTube.
Mm-hmm. I think I know what you're talking about. Go ahead.
Yeah, it is very hard to talk about and to see, being that I did come from something like that a couple of months ago. But it does take a lot of strength in yourself and from God to come out and be strong for yourself.
The social experiment was they put these two actors out in a busy...
Oh, I saw this.
Yeah, like shopping center. And they started out with the guy yelling at his wife or girlfriend, and people were stepping in. They were helping, but then they flipped it around and they had the wife attacking the husband.
And the wife was actually getting props for doing what she was doing.
Right.
And I mean,
people weren't even
equalized. It should be both the same way. They need to step in at both situations.
But how do you handle that? We were talking about that as a guy, and you see a woman that's, you know, yelling or physically, you know, hurting their spouse. How do you handle that as a guy? Do you kind of jump in the middle of it?
Hey, this is Teo from The Morning Invasion. Listen, I know you're hearing this podcast and you are, number one, blown away, and number two, asking yourself, how can I get in on that Morning Invasion action? Well, all you have to do is shoot us an email, radio@star88.fm. We're going to hook it up. You're going to become the Morning Invasion podcast sponsor. Your name's going to be in lights. It's going to be all over the internet, and you will finally find a way to connect with those crazy millennials. radio@star88.fm.
We interrupt this broadcast for an important message. It's time for the Morning Invasion. Here's Dex, Steve-O, and Teo.
Hi, everybody. Good morning.
Hi, everybody.
806.
High today at 46 degrees.
We got our app running nice and smooth now.
It's back up, ready to go.
And please let us know in the future if it's acting up, because now we know how to fix it.
We can do it ourselves.
Well, Thank you to our engineering department. Those guys do a great job.
We call them Imagineers.
Download that free app on your smartphone. Just look up Star 88 in your app store. It's easy. You can stream us live right there. You can get the podcast later on, too, at iTunes. Go subscribe. More good news.
Totally.
Don't you just love good news?
Yes. I do love good news, especially coming out of heavy conversation.
It has been heavy.
You need to, you know, lighten that load a little. Mm. Oh, hey, guys.
With this lighthearted music.
Oh, hey.
Oh.
Welcome.
Let me talk about a dog.
I love dogs. Rocket Raccoon, that's my pup. He's my best friend.
I love dogs, too. Beans the cat.
Okay.
Not the same thing, but, you know.
Same.
You say that Beans is a lot like a dog.
He's
so
an animal.
I can't wait to meet him.
All animals are exactly the same.
Which is hilarious, because my dog is a lot like a cat. I get home, and he immediately drops to the ground and puts his head into the carpet and, like, kind of slides over to me. It's really weird.
So cute. I love him so much.
Early Saturday morning, Ludovine, it's a 2.5-year-old hound dog. Ludovine?
It's ludicrous, bro.
No, it's not ludicrous.
Ludovine
is a 2.5-year-old hound dog.
Say it like this. Ludovine! We need Birger to come in here and pronounce it. It's obviously German.
Yeah.
Ludovine.
Ludovine was let outside to do her business. Okay. Do his business.
What kind of business?
That business. You know the business.
You know, banking?
One. Bathroom business.
That kind.
Had to go to the bathroom.
Is it a plumber?
No.
I don't know what other business happens in the bathroom.
Well, Ludovine is prone to roaming around. And if that gate is open, Ludovine is going to get out.
That's right.
Sure enough, Ludovine got out of the backyard. Ludovine made her way to the starting area of the Unigral Trackless Train Trek Half Marathon.
What?
About a quarter mile away. The dog ended up at the starting line of a half marathon.
Okay.
Ludovine proceeded to mingle with the runners and run the entire 13.1 miles. Unbelievable!
Oh, puppy!
Unbelievable!
Oh. Does that mean they can finally put one of those really dumb stickers on their dog that says 13.1? Oh, yeah! So that everyone knows that their dog ran a marathon.
Oh!
So great.
Ludovine crossed the finish line an unofficial 1 hour, 32 minutes, and 56 seconds.
Booyah.
And had a medal draped over her floppy brown ears.
So great.
All without her owner. Her owner, April.
After that, she went home, had some kibble, maybe some bits, a little water, took a nap. Thanks, Ludovine. You're an inspiration.
April realized she had wandered off in the first place. She says, all I did was open the door, and she ran the race on her own accord.
Amen. Sometimes you just got to do that, you know?
This is
midlife crisis.
This is why I'm for equal rights for animals. Because, see, if that dog would have had equal rights, then it would have been disqualified. Because it would have been like, hey, you didn't pay your entry fee.
Yeah.
What's up with this?
Well, this is how the owner, April, found out. She was receiving texts with photos of her dog, Ludovine, from friends who were volunteering at the finish.
Amazing.
My first reaction was that I was embarrassed and worried that she had possibly gotten in the way of the other runners. Well, that is not the case. Tim, 49 years old, ran most of the race with Ludovine. He says, I saw her for the first time in the parking lot before the race. She came bouncing up, and I petted her on the head. I saw her collar, so I just figured she was somebody's dog. I guess the small town where this race took place. And once the starting gun fired, Ludovine took off with the leaders, including Jim, who's 48, who eventually placed fourth overall.
Sorry, Jim. Dog beat you.
He said, every time I thought she had dropped off to go back home, I would hear her coming back up to me, and she would race past me up to the two leaders.
That's right.
She'd run off again, and then she'd come back eventually. When Ludovine stopped to investigate a dead rabbit around the 2-mile mark, that's when they thought she was gone for good. But no, she came right back.
Sorry, guys. Just saw a rabbit.
She ran the whole race.
Amazing.
The whole race.
That's good news, everyone.
I got no excuse now.
You don't? No excuse.
Thanks, Lou Devine.
And so this is... Fool. You know what's good about this story? Those animals, they breathe the same air as us.
Mm.
And yes. Same air is the new track from the Rocket Summer.
Okay.
That we're about to play on New Music Tuesday.
That's a good segue.
Thanks,
good.
Guys. Really it felt good. Organic.
That really was real good.
Cage-free. Free range.
I do want to add, this is a really cool thing because this is the first half marathon that this little town has ever done.
Right.
And so this kind of put them on the map. So because of Lou Devine getting out of the backyard and running the race, now they've raised a ton of money, and they're going to be able to do it again. Thanks to Lou Devine.
Oh,
that's good.
Hey,
Dex, you found a really good story.
That was good.
Good job, Lou Devine.
This show has been an emotional roller coaster.
So the dog didn't go to Mars?
No, nor Japan.
No.
If you have it in your heart to adopt a dog or a cat,
yeah,
there's some great organizations in town that have a lot of dogs and cats that need homes. You guys pick one. If you guys need that information, we know of a few.
I was going to say,
hook you up with that.
We're going to talk with Josette this week.
Yeah, that's really cool.
About Swarf, yo.
Mm-hmm. Swarf,
love it. It's where I got my dog.
Rocket.
Yeah, got him from Swarf.
New Music Tuesday.
Mm.
Go to our Facebook page, like us, Star 88 FM, and tell us what you think of the new music.
That's right. This is the newest single from the Rocket Summer. It's called Same Air. We played it earlier. Let's see what you think if you didn't hear it.
It's Star 88.
I got nowhere to be. Keep aiming for the
sun. The Rocket Summer on New Music Tuesday. That's Same Air. Tell us what you think about it. Facebook.com/Star88FM. Anybody say anything about that?
Yeah, we played this song in the 6 o'clock hour, so some people got to hear it in its entirety. And we had good comments about it. I think Annette said, bury it. Chris Michelle, joint account, says, love it. And Joel the Nanny says, did he say it bit me like a rabbit? This song is fantastic. And it's not Owl City? This was when her crisis began.
Ah, yes.
Yes. So far, that's what everybody has said, but you guys go to our Facebook, facebook.com/Star88FM. If you're a Rocket Summer fan, you better get over there.
Some more new music on the way.
That's right.
We are the Morning Invasion. Hello.
Hi.
I'm Dex. I'm 36 years old. I have three amazing kids, a beautiful, amazing wife who I don't deserve. That's all I want to say about
myself. My name is Teo, and I like to party.
My name is Steve-O, and I also like to party.
Stop doing that. We said we were going to do different stuff, and you can't just jump on... What are you, a bandwagon jumper? Are you a common street gypsy, just stealing things from other people and claiming them as your own?
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
Yeah. Hello, Starmie.
Starmie.
It is 8:16. Good morning.
High today of 45 degrees.
Mm-hmm. Thanks for joining us. 338-3700, if you'd like to call in. We haven't got to the news this morning because we've been so busy with other things,
other
important things.
That's right.
So let's do some news.
News!
Thank you. Corey Hawkins will be the new star of 24.
What?
Yeah!
Wait,
is that?
He played Dr. Dre in Straight Outta Compton.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I liked him.
Kiefer Sutherland will not be back.
No!
Are you serious?
And don't expect any cameos, Steve-O, because Fox says there's a time jump between Jack Bauer's days and this new season.
Come on.
Man, Jack Bauer was instrumental in the naming of my child.
I love that you named Jack after
Bauer.
You know, when I got to be more spiritual, I would pretend like it was because of C.S. Lewis and say, it was because of C.S. Lewis that you missed son. But really, it was Jack Bauer.
I love
it. It was totally Jack Bauer. And my wife was like, she was fully against it. She didn't like the Jack Jeter thing. And I said, Jack Jeter is the dopest name on the planet. Are you kidding me? And then a little movie. called Pirates of the Caribbean came out, and she said, Johnny Depp, you can name my kid whatever you want, Captain Jack.
So, if your wife's telling the story, she's going to say he's named after
Jack Sparrow.
Jack Sparrow.
And I would say, that's cute, but Jack Bauer is actually who he's named after. You just jumped on board because of Johnny Depp's Skyliner.
And if it's Jack himself, he'll tell you he's named after Jack Skellington, the Pumpkin King.
Gosh. Yeah.
I'm a huge fan of 24. I'm excited that they're bringing it back. Even if it doesn't have Jack Bauer, I'm okay with that.
I'm glad they're not bringing Jack back, because here's the deal. There's only so many times that dude could go rogue.
That's true.
I think I gave up after season 8 when it was like 2 hours into it, and it was like, oh, Jack's got to go rogue.
And everybody knows.
No one saw that coming.
The best character always knows when to Bauer out.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
That's really solid.
I need to break out.
Bauer out is clever.
Mm-hmm. I need to get some of my Bauer t-shirts out of the storage facility. Mm-hmm. And
you need to bring back that ringtone. We need to bring back that 24 ringtone. It was such an amazing ring. You know, back then ringtones, whatever. But then 24 had that very just special. You knew every time.
Yep.
That's the 24
ringtone. In other reboot news, or maybe not at all, Labyrinth is not getting a reboot.
Yeah! I complained enough yesterday.
No, I think that's a bad idea.
I complained enough.
We reported about it last week. Fail. The news hit the web of a deal that had been struck to reboot the classic Labyrinth. The report stated that Guardians of the Galaxy screenwriter Nicole Perlman was on board to write the script for the new project, but now she has taken to Twitter to refute those claims. Turns out there aren't any plans to remake the film after all.
Yay!
She says, not rebooting anything, guys. And a lot of people, I guess, were saying that the timing of it, it's almost like they were trying to cash in on Bowie's death.
Ooh.
Like, now's the time. Strike while the iron's hot. But she says, Henson Company and I started talking in late 2014, so the timing of these rumors is so upsetting. I would never seek to profit from Bowie's death. While the timing of the report does seem coincidental, it's because the news is only coming out now about conversations that happened a couple of years ago.
Okay.
In addition, whatever conversations Ms. Perlman did have with the Henson Company, they were not about remaking Labyrinth, because she thinks there's no need to do that.
I just need to gripe enough about this Genie reboot, and then we'll make sure that didn't happen too. So I don't want that to happen.
I'm okay with reboots.
No, dude.
I'm okay.
Robin Williams, who is going to play the Genie? Who are they going to recast as Genie? Because that's one of his most incredible roles.
See, for me, it's just holograms. You just got to get those holograms out.
Yeah, look at Arnold Schwarzenegger. He's doing that.
Yeah, you get a hologram into the studio, and the studio, can record the lines for Robin Williams. It makes sense.
Did you just use Terminator as your pro?
Because they have so...
I'll be back.
Think about it.
I'm back.
An actor like Arnold or Robin Williams, they have so many movies that they can steal from. They could steal the actual face from... You know,
face is nothing. We're talking about the voice, man. Robin Williams, it was all about the characteristics and the voice. Are you guys saying you can steal my voice, so when I'm gone, you're just going to keep it going and pretend like I'm here?
No, man, holograms.
No, you know what? I stole Buck's voice.
Hi, today, 47 degrees.
Yeah, but that only works when it's 47 degrees.
You're not safe. That's what he's saying.
I like that drop now because it gives me comfort.
It's important in your job, in your role, to make yourself irreplaceable. You have to become a linchpin. And as soon as holograms are out... Then people start cloning stuff. And as soon as I get a clone, I'm out.
You're out?
You know what I'm saying? That clone is
going
to do all the hard work. I'm going hard rogue.
Nobody ever goes full hard rogue.
Yeah, I am. I am going to go that extra mile.
You never go full rogue.
You never go full rogue.
Does that mean you're going to put the little white stripe in your hair, like in the front of your hair? Full rogue?
Yes. Okay. Actually, it does.
Wear those yellow gloves.
Also, I will be able to fly.
Oh, cool. All right.
It's
pretty
cool. Nice. I'm talking to my lawyers about it. We'll see if the script makes it through.
I wish I had lawyers. That would be a great statement if you really had lawyers.
I'll talk to my lawyer and see if he'll
let me talk to. I'll talk to my people and you talk to your people.
But Dex really has a lawyer. Dex really has people. I need to get those people.
We had an entire legal department that represented us.
Had, though.
I mean, we still got one.
Have.
Don's got one.
I mean, just to have my face on that billboard, yeah. I mean, the attorneys had to sit down for weeks.
Yeah.
Can we talk about why we didn't become lawyers? Do you know how much they make?
I'm not smart.
They make hundreds and hundreds of dollars an hour.
My wife always says I missed my calling, especially when we're having said argument or heated conversation. She always says I should have gone
to law school. The problem for me is that I realize that I get paid to talk, and that's essentially exactly what a lawyer
gets. We're pretty much lawyers.
And so, if you need legal representation,
no, that's
tough. Don't call us because we're not lawyers, and that's illegal. So don't you do it. Don't you do it out there. Someone in New York built an igloo after the blizzard, tried to post it on Airbnb on Sunday night for $200 a night. Airbnb took it down a few hours later. No word on if it melted.
Did you see the igloo?
I haven't seen
it. It was actually really, really good.
Is it spacious?
$200 is a steal, man. Yeah. I was in New York hanging out with some friends, and I was just blown away by the cost of real
estate.
It is
spacious. Look at this.
Why would they take that down?
Those are pillows that have not been washed.
Gosh, that's what I need in my life.
Very nice. Is it in Times Square?
That's cool.
It's pretty awesome.
I feel like you could charge way more than $200 and people would totally stay there.
Let's not get ahead of ourselves. An 86-year-old man in Brooklyn is suing NYPD for $5 million because they burst into his apartment back in October looking for some 23-year-old dude, but they tasered this guy anyway.
Oh, no. Okay. Speaking of tasers, we were out for my wife's birthday this last Friday with the one, the only... Joey Belleville.
Oh, Joey Belleville.
Give him a hand.
He's one of the funniest humans we know.
Yeah.
He's my oldest friend. I love him dearly.
He is.
However,
he's like 104.
In his elder age, he has lost his mind.
Oh.
Friday night, he was trying to convince Teo and I that we needed to go to this place because he's really good friends with some guy in like SWAT or something like that. And for a good time, they'll go out and get tased.
For a good time, huh?
Tased.
Bored on a Friday night? That's a tasing.
He was trying to convince us, like, no, it's hilarious, guys. I went, like, full on, and he was explaining the situation, and it didn't sound like fun at all.
No, not even a little bit.
I can speak to this because I was tased.
Are you serious?
Gosh.
Why would that seem like fun?
I can speak to this
only
because
Joey Belleville.
I was tased.
For fun?
No, I was actually running from the cops at one point in my life, and no, I'm totally joking. No, we had the cops, they were trying to recruit, and so they wanted to put me through some of the training exercises.
APD did.
APD did.
Okay.
So I went down there, and one of the things was getting tased, because when you go through the academy, the police academy, everybody has to get tased,
wow.
So they know how it feels.
Right. Do you lose bodily function?
Some people do.
Okay.
Some people do. They tased me not once, but five times.
once.
They
twice,
shot me multiple
three
times.
Three times a tasing.
On each side. I'm totally exaggerating. That never happened that way. No, they shot the taser gun out, so then you had the two electrode prongs out. And they taped one to my shoulder and one to my ankle so I could get the full body experience.
Okay.
And they hit me
for
like...
That's how they sell it.
It's a full body experience.
It's a full body.
It'll change your life. Your skin will look younger and healthier.
I'll never forget, the police officer looked into my eyes and he goes... You want to ride the bull?
Okay.
And I said, no, I do not want to ride the bull, sir.
No, sir.
I do not want to ride the bull.
You no riding
of
the
this.
Bull.
I know you love to get together on the weekends with your buddies and tase each other and ride the bull. But I do not want to ride the bull. I just want to experience what it feels like. So just zap me.
You want to ride the bull?
And he said something like I was a wuss or something. Then
sounds good.
And he zapped me for maybe a second-ish. Mm-hmm. And it was the worst pain I've ever gone through in my entire
why
life.
Joey was spinning like it was hilarious.
No.
It was so much fun.
I'm not doing
all
it.
All our friends are
no,
doing it.
Don't
and I'm
ever.
Like, man that is the dumbest idea.
It sounds like, I feel like we're in DARE class. Like, that's exactly what, that's
right?
Peer pressure. Like, to a T.
DARE to keep your friends off tase.
Drug, and here's
awareness,
the thing.
Resistance, education.
DARE. I won the essay contest.
Did you really?
In fifth grade.
Here's the thing.
Yeah.
Here's the thing, people,
McGraw,
okay?
The crime dog.
If you ever in that situation where you think I should run from the cops, which you never should.
No.
Ever.
No.
You remember these words. They will catch up to you, and they will tase you.
Don't tase me,
they
bro.
They will tase you, and it will be the most awful thing in your life.
Stand down.
They tase you in the academy so you know what it feels like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If so you have you to do that to another
it.
Person.
No, yeah. So that, like maybe you, so you can combat it. It's like building up immunities,
no,
right?
No, it's not at all.
That's
no.
not, no?
No? Okay. You don't build up an immunity.
Yeah, to tasing?
No.
Well, you just haven't done it enough. Watch. I brought my taser.
No, no.
I'm just kidding.
No. No. There was probably a couple years where Buck would mess with me, and he'd bring in his cop friend with his taser, and he'd pull it out and try to scare me.
That's not even funny.
It's not funny at all.
No, that's terrifying.
It's awful.
Blah.
Yeah. Good morning.
What's up, guys?
What hey, up?
Cool boy.
Hey, speaking of when Mateo said essay, I got to brag. My son got third place in Voice of Democracy here in Las Cruces.
Nice.
Good job. Congrats.
Voice of Democracy.
Yeah,
he's going to represent the people.
America, man, dude, it was awesome. But he was with a bunch of chicks, so one of the chicks won.
Oh, because they're better with words?
Is that what you're
saying? I didn't say better or anything.
Yeah, yeah. Nicely done, bull boy.
That's amazing.
Incredible.
Hey, no, but I remember you guys were talking about butting into fights and stuff like that.
Yep.
Well, I had a buddy, Ricky. We played baseball together growing up, and then we kind of parted ways. Then he started dating my dad's girl's daughter. So I ran into him again when I was going to visit my dad, and, hey, what's up, man, this and that. And then come to find out a couple weeks later, he gets stabbed and killed at a gas station for trying to stop a guy from beating his wife.
What?
See?
Yeah, look it up, man. Look it up. Ricky Rivers, man.
You
San
have
Diego,
to?
Man. About you... 2000, 2005, 2006.
Gosh. You have to be so careful when... I don't know.
I'm working with my boss, so I got to go, guys. I love you.
Thank you for calling us at work.
I'm with my boss. He's back in the car.
Hang on. Responsibility. I got to go.
Let me drop this horrible story on you.
Oh. Yeah, look it up. I got to get back to work.
I sometimes feel like those stories, though, can cause us to pause and freeze up and not respond in situations where we probably should be responding.
True.
All right, thank you, Taya.
Yep.
We got more news coming up. More of your phone calls, more new music on this New Music Tuesday. It's the Morning Invasion. We'll be back.
We got to take a break, but fear not. The Morning Invasion will be right back. It's time for the Morning Invasion. Here's Dex, Steve-O, and Taya on Star 88.
Let's get on with the show!
I may have some news for you.
Big news.
Stand by.
Three Democratic candidates for president in a nationally televised town hall-style forum.
A Republican who dropped out of the presidential race is now endorsing Ted Cruz. Rick Perry.
I've gotten the opportunity to really know Ted Cruz.
Donald Trump, meanwhile, has events scheduled in Iowa, New Hampshire, and South Carolina.
Florida State University is announcing a settlement with the woman who accused football star Jameis Winston of raping her.
All-day breakfast appears to be working for McDonald's.
The Supreme Court's rejecting a Pennsylvania inmate's appeal to consider banning the death penalty in the U.S.
Twitter is confirming the departure of four key executives.
Ford is driving away from Japan, saying it's tough to make a profit there.
Sprint says it plans on cutting additional jobs.
Overseas, newly released ISIS video.
A British adventurer who'd been attempting to become the first person to trek across Antarctica has died after suffering complete organ failure.
Smokers from Massachusetts looking to force the Philip Morris Company to pay for a monitoring program to detect early signs of lung cancer.
Today,
45 degrees.
Just a balmy 45. Hoodie weather.
Chance of snow.
He wasn't wearing one of those hats, was he?
Oh. Oh, you.
338-3700. Go like us on Facebook on this New Music Tuesday, because you get to decide what we play when we play the new music.
The music!
It's coming up here in a second. But first, maybe you have a teenager, and they're struggling with sleeping. Maybe this just applies to everybody.
See, maybe you have an adult.
Maybe. Right. Maybe you're having a hard time sleeping. Maybe this is why. According to sleep experts... They say if you have a smelly, stinky room, that could be the reason why you can't sleep at night, according to sleep experts. Now, I'm not a sleep expert.
Right.
Not
claiming to be.
I am not. I have trouble sleeping. Look at the bags under my eyes.
I mean, he's about to go on a long vacation with those bags.
Steve-O took away 15 minutes of the show this morning. We'll never get back because...
Those bags are so ridiculous. You need to check them. Thank you.
I'm trying to be serious here.
Oh, okay, sorry.
This is a serious moment.
Oh, it is.
Apparently, I don't look right.
I stole 15 minutes of our lives.
You did.
To try
because
and...
I need cucumbers on my eyes.
You do.
Where are my cucumbers?
I don't know, man. You got
where are my cucumbers?
Laugh lines, and you know they're just gonna get worse because you're actually around people that are funny now.
It's true. Statistically, you're gonna get more laugh lines here.
Yeah. Colin Espy is a sleep medicine professor at Oxford University in England. So,
he's British!
That's a real deal. He believes the reason teenagers have sleep issues is because of their messy rooms. He says the air in their rooms is low in oxygen and high in nitrogen. And if you keep breathing that, you'll wake up with a headache after a bad night of sleep. So get your kids to clean your room, is what they say.
My wife's into these oils. She diffuses oils regularly in our house.
Yeah. So, we have some of that stuff for Johnny, too.
Yeah. It's all about the smells. So I feel like, you know, I can't use that as an excuse. However, my wife did wash our pillows because she said, hey.
Man, you were upset about the pillows.
That pillow thing has come back up.
It has.
Well, it's been a couple times. Maybe three.
Her logic is...
Oh, wait. Pause.
That my pillow...
As a man, I'm questioning the fact that you said her and logic in the same sentence. Hate mail, studio at star88.fm.
That's right.
I'm just kidding.
I only shampoo my hair a couple times a week.
Oh.
You know? I got the long hair, so I don't feel I need to more than a couple times a week. I still take a shower.
Good thing she's cleaning
them
pillows.
I just don't shampoo my hair.
I don't think this dirty room conversation is going to work.
But she says that my pillow smelled like hair.
Well.
Like oil.
It does.
And so she washed our pillows yesterday. And it was like sleeping on like Mount Everest. I had the sandias nestled under my neck.
Oh. Did you guys see the sandias yesterday at sunset?
Worst pillow. Yes.
By the way, it looked incredible.
Yeah, they look great, but you don't want to sleep on them.
I mean, I would.
I'm just saying.
Well, you know, when you don't clean your pillows, then you have low oxygen, which means high in nitrogen.
Yep, which is science.
Okay.
Everybody knows that.
Duh.
Everybody knows that. You have to clean your room.
Yeah, but apparently you also need to use tennis balls when drying said pillows so that you don't get a lumpy
piece
of coal.
I'm pretty shocked that she didn't do that because Chrissy's like just this side of Martha Stewart.
She really is.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
She is our generation's Martha Stewart.
Yeah.
The problem is we have children and a dog now.
Also, and Chrissy hasn't been to jail.
They got these cannons for Christmas from our in-laws, from my in-laws, from Chrissy's parents, that shoot tennis balls.
Boom.
They're like cannons to play fetch with your dog.
Boom.
So all of Chrissy's tennis balls that she did have for this very thing were like in the backyard or somewhere because the kids used them as ammunition. So she wasn't able to Martha Stewart our pillows.
And ironically enough, the tennis balls have become a metaphorical ammunition in Steve-O's continued battle against Chrissy.
You know what the problem is, guys?
We've now lost 18 minutes.
You know what the problem is, guys?
I think it's great.
The problem is you're trying to talk about sleep, and I just can't keep the conversation going because I haven't had any.
Can I give you a life hack?
Yeah.
Next time this happens,
cool.
I need you to take your pillow. Okay? Keep it... Just pick up your pillow.
Uh-huh.
Don't mess with the pillow. Just pick up your pillow.
Yeah.
I want you to walk over to the dryer.
Yeah.
I want you to put it in the dryer with three, not one, not two towels, but three towels.
Towels?
Yeah, that are already dry.
Okay.
Then I want you to put those in the dryer with your pillow, and then I want you to turn that puppy on high mode. And I want you to let it sit in there for a good 10 minutes. Rolling around.
Okay.
When you pull that pillow out.
It's going to be the best pillow in
the world. It's going to be warm. Uh-huh. It's going to be nice and warm.
I like this.
For your cheeks. And it's going to be all, it won't be like the sandias anymore. It's going to be all good.
Can I give you my other complaint? I hate warm pillows.
No.
If my pillow is not, if my pillow is not sub degree,
you can't fix it.
You know? Just saying, you don't put a pillow in a dryer. Okay. Obviously, it needs cold. Fail.
19 minutes of the show gone. Gone.
This new song is called "Choices" by a band called Graceful Closure, which you will never hear Steve-O have on this show. Or in life.
Touche.
We'll come back right after this.
It is New Music Tuesday. That is Graceful Closure Choices. Facebook.com/Star88FM. You guys go tell us what you think of Graceful Closure. Mm. What are they saying?
Choices. Everybody makes them. Most of us don't want to, but they're inevitable. I made that up. Let's see. Dominic says, oh my gosh, turn it off. Stop the pain, please.
What?
Chris Michelle joint account says, interesting, not bad. Brandy says, Barry. This is the second Barry from her.
Wow.
Christopher says, good song. I could hear it a couple times a day. Roseanne says, eh, I don't like it too much. I'd say no. And Joe the Nanny says, hmm, yeah, it's good. I like it. How am I supposed to deal with this feeling of betrayal to Owl City?
I like it. I think it's great. Like
his vocals harken to like Silver Sun pickups, kind of like the angsty.
I hear Wes from Deusville.
I like it.
Well, if you are just tuning into the show, go like us on Facebook, Star88FM, and tell us what you think of all the new music. That's how we decide whether or not we're going to play it, add it to the playlist. Love to hear your guys' opinions, even on the show too.
Just lovely opinions floating around out there.
Tell us what you think of the show too.
Good morning. Help, Starmie.
Starmie.
Get out there and shine, Starmie.
I'm just going to keep saying it.
It is 8:46.
High today of 45 degrees.
45 degrees?
45.
I said 45, guys.
45?
That's right. You know what? It's like, you know what it is? You know what's going on right now?
What's that?
Tao, let me speak to you because Dex...
I'm here for you, man.
...is obviously irrational. Okay. You know, like when you dated in high school maybe or college, you had a girlfriend and the relationship wasn't that great, really. Mm-hmm, it was kind of like, yeah, it got you through some tough times, you enjoyed it, but it really wasn't God's best for you.
Oh, that's good.
You know, and you had to get out of the situation. But then a couple years removed, maybe let's say 6 months removed. You start thinking about that relationship and you're only like focused on the positives. You don't remember the fights. You don't remember that you really didn't get along, that you weren't truly compatible.
Yeah. I know where
you
this
start
is going.
Thinking about just the good times you had. Is it just me, or does it feel like Dexter is hearkening back to his Buck relationship?
Oh, I got you. Now, see, to me,
you know,
I'm not drawing
high today.
That.
Going to be 47 degrees.
Huh, that's weird.
Yeah, I don't have any evidence for what you're saying. I don't know.
I feel like
you're just taking this a little too...
High today, 47 degrees.
Personally.
Yesterday, I listened to 3 hours of...
High today, 47 degrees.
...of the world-famous Buck and Dex, and he said, I just want you to sound more like this.
I said, Steve-O, come here. I want you to really, really focus. Close your eyes, and I want you to focus on what you hear, and then I want you to do exactly what this is. Just listen.
High today, 47 degrees.
See, you know, it sounds so professional. I don't get your complaint. And what I heard from your argument is that you listened to so much Buck and Dex. I feel like maybe you're the hearkener.
I just, you know.
You're hearkening back.
I didn't say that.
You are comparing yourself.
I'm an individual.
Comparison.
I have my own thoughts and emotions and feelings. But
is the folly of man.
You know, Dex is just trying to change who I am.
He's trying to make you better.
Oh. You mean more like your ex.
No.
See that plaque on the wall?
Yeah.
You see that plaque with all those individual name tags on there?
Yeah.
No. What do you...
By the end of your time here, Steve-O, you might have your name up on that plaque.
Whoa. I'd like to have my name on that plaque.
Best of the best.
Man.
We'll make you better.
Okay. I would like to make a public announcement. My friend Jameel has said that he loves Starmie.
It's growing on me.
His exact words are, please no, anything but the Starmie. Literally anything but that. And that's why we're going to call it the Starmie. Because we give the people what they want.
Yeah, man. Like New Music Tuesday. Your votes count.
Let's get into some traffic.
Okay.
Here's your traffic update.
Okay! There's an accident in the left lane. It's block I-40 west at Cedillo Hill. Way out east. Beyond the mountains. And it's a doozy of an accident, so be careful around there. Also, looks like we got a lot of road work around the city. Be careful as you are driving. There's a broken water main, and the road's reduced to one lane, Coors Boulevard South at Rio Bravo. And there's an accident. The center lane is blocked at, where did it go? Oh, Unser Boulevard South and I-40. But really, that accident way out east, I-40 at Cedillo Hill. Watch out for that one. Left lane is blocked. That's your look at traffic.
There must be consequences. Let's see if I get some water here. You do talk a lot in this campaign.
Yeah, we do.
Excuse me, just one second here.
You need some more water?
is this Leslie?
A Lawson.
It is. Seriously.
I have one.
I just need a lozenge.
Hey, Debbie, you talk. Oh.
What'd she say?
She said, Debbie, you talk. I think she's choking. Give her the Heimlich. This guy's making jokes.
So please say yes. Oh.
Maybe she swallowed her own spit. You know when you do that?
Snap sanctions back into place.
Because it sounds like it. That doesn't sound like Hillary, man.
I just got a little something in my throat.
I'm just saying. Poor thing. Dude.
That's pretty good right there. That's pretty good. Whoa, hold on. Never mind. Just go.
News. News!
Ken Kratz, the lawyer from Making a Murderer, is writing a tell-all book to prove Stephen Avery's guilty. Mm. He's adamant that the outcome of the trial was correct. Wants to stand up to anyone saying Avery was framed.
You didn't watch the Dr. Phil episodes, did you?
I did not, my friend.
I did, and I believe that he is guilty now.
Do you really?
I do.
I will have to view
There's other evidence out there.
Thanks, television show, for swaying my opinion.
I know, somebody else will come out with something, and
he's totally innocent
they
now.
Used to call
am I right?
Yellow journalism. Because before the advent of television, there was the newspaper.
Mm.
And they would color the story. If you get my drift.
I got you.
They called it yellow journalism. Sensationalization. And maybe that's what happened with Netflix.
Maybe. I was also reading, too, that Stephen Avery's been getting tons of fan mail.
Yep.
Tons of fan mail that believe that he is innocent. Mm-hmm. And he's also not allowed to communicate with anybody.
Nice.
You know, people are trying to interview him, and they're saying, no, sorry. Not going to happen. Guy's
right.
Locked up.
He's got a new legal team also.
Yeah.
This couple of gals from Chicago.
That's what I'm kind of, I'm interested to see what's going to happen with that new legal team.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of coloring things, have you guys seen this new trend going around?
Yes.
With grown-up coloring books?
And they say bad words?
No.
Well, I saw one this last week that wasn't bad words. It was like Harry Potter, but it was for grown-ups. They're like releasing grown-up coloring books now.
What are you buying?
We are a Wally bored World? Society.
Well, I don't know. Yeah, I mean, I saw it online, but it's like this new trend. You know, all getting together at a pub and
coloring is very relaxing.
Bring staying inside the lines, just coloring.
Some
man.
Of the best times I have with my children is when we sit down together and we draw.
Yeah, you just said with your children. I'm talking maybe, about grown-ups. Like, what if
maybe
what if,
it's time for a friendship?
What if a friend hit us up and said, well, "Let's pretend Buck wants to, you know, reignite the fire."
Did you see how he brought that back up? Did
yeah,
you see?
I just wanted
and he calls us and he says, "Guys, Friday night, what are you guys doing?"
Well, number one, he would sound way more professional than that.
Mm. And we say, "Nothing, man." And he said, "You guys want to go out? I got some grown-up coloring books." Yeah. That's a trend right now.
I feel like that's a solid invitation.
You guys want to go color later?
I'd love to,
Dex. Come on over?
You say it like that, and it sounds so pleasant and wonderful. Maybe I do want to color.
Hey, I'm going to be coloring later if you guys want to stop by.
I like it.
I got these new coloring books.
Jay, thank you for knowing what I'm talking about, because I'm serious.
No, I know what you're talking about.
He's mocking me.
You know
me.
What? Here's the thing.
Growing up coloring books is the thing.
But hold on a second. I have two friends, and they are both in their 30s.
Mm-hmm.
And they still collect comic books. I know.
It's me.
I know.
Guys, he's talking about me.
This is the craziest thing you've ever heard in your life. But my two friends who are in their 30s, every Tuesday they go down to the comic book store and they buy comic books.
Steve-O, you did this to us. You drug us down. Thanks a lot.
They spend the money they should be feeding their children on comic books.
Comparison is the folly of man, and you did it.
And it's funny to me that these grown men still read comic books. It's hilarious.
Hey, how's that Destiny going on your Xbox One? Grown up. Hey,
what do you got? Anything else?
Let me tell you guys. Yeah. Let me tell you guys what I like. New information. Quit smacking. Coffee can make you better at exercise.
Ooh,
that's right.
All
right. A new paper says coffee makes exercise seem like less effort.
Whatever. Then there's going to be another report next week that says, yo, coffee's awful for you.
Coffee will kill you today.
Yeah, I don't know what to believe.
I don't either. Here's one thing you can believe, because I know you're excited. Nickelback is working on new music deck.
What?
I know. He's very, very stoked.
No.
Everybody calm down.
Dex's
favorite band is Nickelback.
No, it is not.
He walks around singing Photograph constantly. He's like, look at this photograph. Look, guys, seriously, I'm carrying this photograph.
That's not true.
It's Leslie. She's got a cough.
Was it the comic book thing? Was it the comic book thing? Now you feel like you have to gang up on me?
Oh, no, man.
Pretty much.
I'm just stating facts over here, man.
I don't like Nickelback.
I can't say qualitative statements, but I can say that you like Nickelback all day long because it's a fact.
All right.
You like that?
This is how you remind Steve of what I really am.
What he did is he inserted himself into the song.
Yeah, man.
That's a step farther.
Chad Kroeger loves me, bro. Every song secretly about me.
Our biggest supporter of Starmie, Jameel, he also loves Nickelback.
Oh, dude,
Favorite band.
Yeah.
He loves them.
Let's keep this moving.
Jameel, Sean Diddy Combs and Mark Wahlberg are part of an effort to send a million bottles of water to the city of Flint, Michigan.
Good job.
More
so the residents can stop drinking lead because they've been drinking lead.
Maybe that's the issue with me. I drank too much lead when I was little.
I feel like
I prefer my water unleaded.
Yeah. Anyway, Diddy and Mark Wahlberg, part owners of Aqua Hydrate, which is going to continue sending water to Flint until this crisis is over. Eminem and Wiz Khalifa are also part of the effort.
Man.
Quit giving me wrinkles, bro.
Sorry.
They're laugh lines.
Yeah.
It's completely different.
It's a wrinkle.
Totally different.
That's all my head. Wait. You prepared a clip for me.
Yeah, I did.
Matthew Perry says the cast of Friends might reunite for a TV special.
I think we would be open to doing something. Some kind of maybe some TV special. I don't know about a movie. It's kind of tough because it ended on such a high note that we don't want to ruin it. So we'd want to be really careful because sometimes when you do a reunion, it's terrible and it sort of ruins the memory of the good show that you'd done before.
Okay. That makes sense.
In that same interview, he also said that he doesn't remember three seasons of filming Friends.
Wow.
Because of his addiction.
Well, he had a gnarly drug addiction.
Yeah, he doesn't remember. 3 years are completely gone.
Wow. That's pretty nuts.
That's pretty sad, man.
Mm-hmm. Now, I found a list that Dex prepared because he prepared it, and then I found it on a sheet of paper.
I found a list.
5 reasons to exercise that have nothing to do with weight.
Oh, great. Is this pointed straight at me?
I'm going to get to the gym.
I'm the skinniest one here.
I'm trying
to
get
nothing to do with weight.
I go to this gym called Desert Forge on the west side, and I'm trying so hard just to have friends there with me.
Dude!
And I'm not talking Matthew Perry. I'm not talking his addiction.
I'll talk to Jameel. He's a personal trainer. See if he can help me out.
Here's some highlights. 5 reasons to hit the gym that have nothing to do with your weight.
Can we do it when we come back?
Yeah, I guess so. We can wait on it.
I see what you did there.
All right, it's the Morning Invasion.
The Morning Invasion on Star 88.
We'll be back right after these important messages.
You can see Mateo in action with House of Heroes. That song right there, he'll be playing it live. When and where, Teo?
Thursday, February 11th at the Lobo Theater. We have an event page on our Facebook, facebook.com/star88fm.
It got me so fired up.
You can catch Teo every Sunday at the Lobo Theater.
But this is different. This is a different animal.
I agree.
He's back with the band. The band is back, going out on a small little tour for a few days.
How are you going to handle just me and
Lifter.
You? there, Dexter? Because we've got a couple weeks of just you and I.
You nervous about it?
I'm not.
I'm not at all. I'm not. I didn't bring it up. I wasn't nervous. I kind of feel like you might be a little nervous.
Maybe.
I feel like my fan base is going to be understanding.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, my fan base consists of a girl named Quality Tam.
Quality Tam. I know this Quality Tam. She pops in every now and then.
Here's the thing.
Whoa. She just like, what?
Here it is, boys.
Where did you
now,
come from?
I was going to stay quiet, but then I heard that music in the background.
Yes.
It got me running.
Oh, yeah.
Running fast.
Yeah, hallelujah. Yeah.
There it is. And that's why I'd like to say, talk to me, boys.
Yeah.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Tam. Quality Tam.
Tam is her name.
At
just
Quality
Tam.
Tam on Instagram.
Okay.
Or I am Quality Tam at Facebook.com.
How many followers you got on Instagram?
Not sure.
On
Facebook.
Not sure. Maybe three or four.
Quality Tam on
Trying
Instagram.
Trying to get to five.
It's okay. Yeah.
So one, two, three.
You want that good old sync up.
Maybe mom and dad can be five.
Maybe they'll come out of the woodwork. And
gentlemen.
Yes.
Now, you can shoot me down. I won't get my bow tie in a knot.
But
if you don't want to do
supposed
this.
To be in a knot.
That's my favorite part. Every time he turns around.
God, I can't turn around.
He's like this. this villain when he turns around in the chair.
Yeah.
I heard you guys talking this morning on the radio.
About the grown-up coloring books?
Yes.
No, it was kind of like a serious subject, which is why you can just kick it to the curb if you want. Like I said, I won't get my bow tie in a knot, but if you want to say no to this and just shut me down whenever you want. But you guys were talking, and you guys had some callers calling in about this person who was getting angry on the street or something, and this guy.
We got a letter from a listener.
Stepped in.
Yeah. Let me, does this mean I can't talk about my gym stuff?
Yeah,
no, you can.
Let me just recap just for a quick second what it was about. And if you missed it, you can hit the podcast later on. But there was a guy who was at the grocery store, and he noticed a husband and wife, and the husband was yelling awful things to the wife and calling her stupid, calling her a moron, and he intervened. He walked over and told the lady, "You don't deserve this. You should never ever. Nobody should ever."
You mean
talk
you deserve
to
better?
Way. Yes.
You don't deserve this.
Oh, is that what I said?
Yeah,
I get it.
And the guy, of course, the husband started yelling obscenities back at him. Didn't get violent or anything, but he ended up walking away, and he was asking the question, did I do the right thing? Was that good that I intervened?
Right. Okay, that's exactly what it was on. And can I just say, am I allowed to just say something about that?
I feel like you're going to anyways.
Steve-o, here's what I'm going to say about that. In all seriousness, working in jails and prisons, dealing with domestic violence, as some of you know, that I do speak with young women.
I didn't know that. That's
world.
Really cool.
And young and old, all ages. And so we deal with this kind of thing, right? Now, domestic violence comes up. Sometimes it's not necessarily in the shape and form that you think it's going to be, but it's in the respect level of just speaking to someone kindly. And what that does when you degrade someone, when you speak down to someone. So props to this guy who stepped in and who did say something. But can we just, it was brewing in me. I just have to say this. To say necessarily that we all deserve better, no one deserves this and this, I totally see what people say, what they mean when they say that. My point is, everybody should be waking up with this desire to respect someone above themselves. To edify somebody else above themselves. So regardless of the good that you've done, the bad that you've done, if you've done a lot of bad stuff, do you deserve to be with someone like that? No, you don't. But my point was, to that listener out there who's listening right now, in this moment in time, who's asking this question to themselves, well, do I deserve because I've been this, and this? No, you don't. And that's what I was thinking about this morning was, everybody doesn't necessarily deserve. Let's throw that word kind of out the window. But let's talk about every day, shall we? And I wish you had some church music up in here.
Don't do this.
Yeah.
But if you don't, that's okay. Where's Tony Evans when you need him? But
he was just on.
He was just on 2 seconds ago. But I'm saying, when you wake up in the morning and when you go out into that world and when you walk on those streets, you got to tell yourself, listen, it's about respect. It's about honoring. And this is a Christian station. Am I honoring God in everything that I do? Am I really doing this as unto God, or am I doing it as unto myself? Because I'm going to turn into a little angry guy if I don't. So props to this guy who for stepping in and saying, hey, listen, you don't need to be talking like that. But I think we should be standing up for kids like that, for women, for men, all around the world.
Wow. You know.
That's it. That's it.
And, you know, I would like to see what the listeners think about what you just said, Tam.
So would I.
Would you like to know?
I would like to know.
I hope she goes to jail.
Yeah, oh, good. Yeah, good.
Dude.
Just a listener opinion
can't refute it.
You
from
can't
the
ball
mouths
it.
Of babes.
That is just crazy.
From the mouths
yeah,
of babes.
Wow. That just happens.
Crazy.
We can't control what they say.
They yeah. just call in like that.
Yeah, it happens.
It just
it does. Just, that's actually our street that's our street
caller
phone
Starmy.
Man, Paul in Houston.
No,
just...
don't do this. Okay. Don't you give
yeah.
credence to
that's
that.
A
hey,
can
I, hold on. Now, I'm glad that you put your two cents about that. We've moved on from that.
We've moved
like
on.
Probably 15
Let's
cents.
Let it go. Let it go.
Okay.
We moved on. But you came in at the perfect time because it is time.
We just got a letter. Whoa. We just got a letter. We just got a letter. Wonder who it's from.
It's not from me because it's not that. Exercise thing I wanted to talk about.
Hey, I'm really sorry to be a Debbie Downer, but so sorry.
Tao's like trying to fix his friend, bro. I am the unhealthiest friend he has. He's trying to help me.
No,
Jamil.
Dex, I want to move on.
Personal trainer. He's
We're
hitting
moving.
Me up already right now going, dude, look at this graph. You
wow.
know, it's going to get
look
you back
at
in
this
shape.
Graph.
I did say we were going to do Tao's
you did.
List
yeah.
before the letter. So
No, you said we were going to do this first. You sometimes look, man, let me tell you. I've learned this. In my profession, you got to cut and move, man. Cut
you know,
and move.
Sometimes that's the highest ready. Price you pay is being left behind. Highest price you pay.
So what is it, Tao?
What are you signaling over
it's
there?
It's New Music Tuesday,
it
and it's time to play
this Oh, it
song.
Is.
Let's play this song.
It's called The Highest Price.
Wingman.
Hey.
Wingman.
Wingman is there.
Woo!
Sorry, Tam threw it all off with
yeah!
her church sermon.
Woo!
I just
yeah, you
threw my back
sermon.
Out high-fiving you.
It
just
is New Music
out.
Tuesday. You head on over, like us on Facebook, Star88FM, and tell us what you think of the new music. Tao, who's this?
This is Jason Mills' best friend. His name is Heath Williams. Highest Price. We'll be right back.
New Music Tuesday on this quality Tam Tuesday.
Tam, did you want to express an opinion about the song?
No.
Oh, okay.
I'm just leaving that up to Dex.
Just wanted to make sure.
That is Heath Williams, Highest Price. Tell us what you think about it. Facebook.com/Star88FM. What are they saying?
Well, we're actually getting a mixed response. Tam, what did you think of the song?
I think it's okay.
A little slow for you on the
Tuesday? A little slow. Maybe
that?
Just because the
Sometimes
day.
Sometimes you need slow, though.
Does
slow
somebody
that's
have
my
a
point. There's
bike
be...
in here? Because I'm hearing a lot of backpedaling.
There's going to be a day.
Maybe the gears are shifting.
There's Dex, there's going to be a day when I wake up and I'm going to be like, hey, where's that slow jam at?
I hear you.
You know what I mean?
You need it.
That's what I'm talking about. That might be where some people are today.
Well, we don't play Genuine on this station. Penelope says it's nice, but I definitely don't want to hear it every day. Maybe
okay.
once a week, tops, just because it's kind of slow.
Thanks,
like I said.
Penel.
Joe the Nanny says, chill. I can dig it. Timothy says, it's good. I would like to hear it on a Friday afternoon after a long week of work. Jason says, I like that kick in the chorus. Laura says, it's good. Roseanne says, nope. So far, people like it.
All right. Facebook.com/Star88FM. Go like us. Tell us what you think on this New Music Tuesday. It's also Quality Tam Tuesday. Tam is here.
Good morning, boys.
All right. What should we do? Should we do your list first before we get into the letter? Because I feel like the letter we're going to spend most of this hour talking about.
Just
maybe.
Let him talk
let's
about
do,
his
let's do
fitness
this letter.
Thing.
I can do the fitness thing any day because you know why?
I'm failing.
He's fit.
Fitness happens every day. You can ask my buddy Jamil and my other buddy Blake.
I'm winded from walking to the bathroom.
I know, we're going to work on that.
I just
Jamil, get in touch with Steve-O. He needs your help.
Personal trainer.
All right, let me hit this
PT?
Again. Hold on.
We just got a letter. We just got a letter. We just got a letter. Wonder who it's from.
Damn.
I don't know if I should say who this is from because, you know, it'd be a little awkward.
We want to protect him.
This is an interesting
letter. Which, by the way, studio@star88.fm. Thanks to everybody who's been chiming in already, loving the new show. And if you ever have questions, concerns, you just need some advice on life. Or we do this daily.
Strange requests.
What? Really? I don't think I've read this letter yet.
This falls under that category.
Here
Dex,
we go.
Why don't you read it?
Now, this is not me. don't want to. We were confused earlier.
Why don't you read it, Dex?
But I'm going to read this email.
Okay.
Okay.
Got it.
Here it is. I promise you this will be the oddest email you will get today.
Oh, good.
Here we go.
Maybe even the oddest one ever. I can picture you showing it to Steve-O and Mateo and laughing. But here goes.
Oh, no.
I'm not getting any younger. And I'm not getting any less single.
Oh.
I'm going to be 36 next month, and I haven't had a boyfriend worth mentioning since 2010.
This is going to an interesting place.
Okay.
I guess I'm just very busy with my career, and honestly, I like being single.
Okay.
I have plenty of friends and a great social life, and I'm not lonely. But what I don't have is a child.
Okay.
Nope.
That's why I'm writing.
Oh,
I want to have a baby, and I know I'd make a great mom. Even being single, I have the finances to be able to afford it, and I really love kids. I know I could wait around and see if I find a good man to have a baby with, but that might take years, and now, the older you get, the higher the risk of birth defects and complications.
We gotta quit giving that email.
Dex, here I go. Gosh.
Studio at star88.fm.
No, I'm not done.
Opposite.
I'm not done. I've listened to your show for a long time, Dex, and
okay,
I have also listened to Steve-O and Mateo for a couple years now.
Okay.
I know the three of you are great fathers. The three of you are very intelligent, and hold on, let me say that. The three of you are very intelligent.
This is so far my favorite email we've ever gotten.
Reasonably attractive.
Hey,
I'm okay with reasonably
especially that
attractive.
Teo.
I'm okay
Teo
with
Teo is quite attractive.
Oh,
stop it.
No, I'm not done yet. You guys are funny and healthy.
This
yes,
is real.
We are. Yes, we are.
Did it really say funny and healthy?
Do they want me to be the surrogate mother?
Would it be possible to discuss one of you being a donor for me?
No,
I am out of the question.
This is real?
Hold on, I'm not done. I'm not done. Of course, we'd make it all legal and everything, so you'd know I wouldn't come after you for child support or even expect you to meet the baby.
This is crazy.
Will you write me back? Let me know what you think, or I'll just listen to you to make you can make fun of me and whatever you want.
Don't say the name.
I won't say the name.
Okay.
Oh my gosh.
Wow.
One, I'm flattered. Thank you for thinking of me.
I think you nailed it when
two,
you were
I'm
talking
offended.
About us.
I mean, minus the healthy part
my name wasn't
on most
mentioned
of
once.
Those things.
I just feel.
I have three gorgeous boys, so I can understand the thought that.
I have two
that,
boys and a girl.
I just. I don't even know where
to I have a baby, that's all I want to say about
Jay
this.
Jay Danger is handsome.
He is
wow,
adorable.
He's a handsome
he got
kid.
All his looks from
he's
his mom.
He's adorbs.
He got it from his mama. Thank you.
I'm glad you're here, Tam, on this day to help us with this letter, because when you get a letter like this, how do you respond? Do you even respond? Do you think about actually being a donor to help this woman out? What would you do?
I would first ponder deeply, really where this is going, and then secondly, I mean, it's not that it's you know because it's not about me, but I just feel a little offended that my name wasn't mentioned once in that entire letter.
What are you gonna do? Well, carry it for her?
I could be support.
I love that I just called you the weirdo.
I would be. What if I want to be in that room, encouraging along the way,
like a mother? Interestingly enough. As crazy as this email is, it kind of ties into our conversation earlier about intervening when the dude saw the lady, you know, because these are situations.
This is true.
Like,
we're being comical, but there's an actual 30-something who is serious about this.
These are just situations.
I'm glad you're taking it there.
It's so layered, these kind of situations.
It's
so
like
much
an onion.
So that I'm just going to straight up be like, no.
no.
And I'm just going to take a step back.
Teo's my bestest friend in the world when it comes to situations like this because I get uncomfortable and just start rambling kind of like I am now. And Teo is so quick to just like shut it down.
Dex, there's a deeper issue. There's
Talk
a deeper issue here.
And Talk then there's Teo.
There really is. It's, you know, I understand, sweet darling out there. This is nothing in offense to you. But I do believe that, you know, maybe you are excited to be single and everything else. But let's think about this child's life.
Oh, yeah.
I think this child would need a healthy upbringing. Not that you're not a healthy person, because I bet you're wonderful.
Three men and a baby!
Okay.
I mean, come on!
It's already happened. Movie's over.
I'm down to help,
but
guys!
But now, Now, we want to make sure that you're okay. So I think there's more to this, Dex. I do. I think that this sweet, sweet writer does maybe want someone.
My wife's going to murder
me. Should have someone.
Yeah. Here's my thoughts.
Healthy.
You know, in the letter, she did write that, of course, I would never come after you for child support. I wouldn't expect you to meet the baby.
Aww.
Those two things, I remember, you know, doing a radio show for many years, there have been many stories, many things that have happened around the world where, and it's crazy, people donate to a sperm bank.
Right.
And then the people that get that sperm, they come back to find the donor and they actually will win in court.
This is, yeah.
And get child support from the donor.
It's real.
It's real. It happens all the time.
And it's a trap. Admiral Akbar is standing outside.
Going, it's a trap! Right.
Yeah.
So here's the thing. We don't know you.
I think it's a trap.
Person who wrote in, I don't want to say your name, but we don't know you personally.
Mm-hmm.
And if maybe this was somebody that we knew.
Personally.
No. And was a close friend.
Really?
I think what he's saying is important.
I might entertain this. Because I might entertain it.
No.
Really? Not saying I would. I'm just saying I would
you
be.
Might.
Here's the thing. You don't want to come across as flippant and because there are people that
that's
have to rely
true.
On this.
Yeah. No,
this
that's
is,
quite
this
true.
This is vitally important.
Right.
So to
You're
anyone
right.
going through this, not making fun of you. Not calling it flippant, not calling it wrong.
Right.
Just in this situation, I think it would be much smarter if somebody like this was looking for that type of donation, that it would be someone that they were close to and actually knew, and not a local radio celebrity.
Well, and for me, there's no way I could donate and then know that I could have a son out there
and
never meet
him.
I couldn't do that.
That's I agree.
That's not in my DNA to be able to do that.
But I got
to
say, you know, first of all, man, we talk about being unshockable and we do get questions in regularly. I feel like this one wins. Studio at star88.fm. We do take your emails regularly. Secondly, I will say this. We do this every day. Mm-hmm. She did mention that she's listened to both of our shows the last couple years or whatever. And I think it is awesome. I there kind of pride swelling in me saying, hey, she's listening and says we're great fathers. And that
sweet.
Made my heart really happy.
Just sweet as ever.
So for that, because you're right. Teo, you brought it to
Can't
realness.
Can't say that for me. I'm a brand new father.
Well, no. It just brought it to the realness that, you know what? We're talking about a human being right
yeah.
now.
I'm not a father.
In an interesting situation and going to somebody that she mm-hmm. quote unquote depends upon because maybe she listens to us every day, and,
right?
You know, and so I think that's really awesome that she was bold.
But
in that
she
regard.
Should have a wonderful man.
I'm
going to
shut up
stay.
And just yeah.
I think she should have a man
this
who wants
why
to
earlier
stay.
I said
rambling.
I said no, and I wanted to leave it at that.
And here's the other thing that you should look at, whoever you are. I can't say your name. There are a lot of kids out there, a lot of babies that need
yeah,
a good home. There is so many kids just here in New Mexico
yes.
that need a mom, that need a dad.
Yes. AspenProject.org.
Yeah.
A great local, yeah.
I'm telling you right now, I mean, I know we are healthy. We are attractive.
Good-looking.
We have a very successful
Cam
radio
said it.
Show.
Cam
which,
said it.
Yeah, I did get fired like 7 months ago, but whatever.
But, I mean, come on.
No
of no fault
deal.
Of his own.
Right, and I get it. And what Steve-O said, I think
Cam.
You nailed it.
Well, this is what happens. I think it's encouraging and awesome that she considered
you,
us.
You guys remember earlier when I said in this profession you got to cut and move?
Yeah. Mm. Let's do it. Cut and move. Get out.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Talk to us.
I was just listening into your conversation there, as many of us are. I feel for this woman. It's got to be difficult when you have a dream to have a baby and you're not in a position just exactly to have one yet. What I will say that she might want to think about is being a single mom
mm-hmm.
is not what, you know, you see in the movies. Sometimes how they're yeah. strong and they're, I mean, yes, all, you know, everyone has their own strength level. But it takes a lot to raise a child. And I
takes
am
a village.
Single mom.
Preach it.
There you
and
go.
And, you know, I have older kids, and then I have a little toddler, and it's something.
Yeah.
I'm so glad you called in. I was raised by a single mom, so I commend you for calling in and
Absolutely.
For what you do, because that is a thankless job, and mm-hmm. it is an incredibly hard task that you have been given. So
you are. It takes a lot of support, and if she doesn't have that kind of support,
yeah.
It's not like she's setting herself up for failure, but she's definitely going to need to find the support. She's need it.
So, there you go. So this caller
to happen to her during this pregnancy or whatever, you know, the hypothetical to be happening pregnancy, God forbid that something happened, but then where would the child go?
No, truth.
Very true. That was my next question for this young lady. Was, does this woman have kids already?
No. Well,
you know what I mean?
She said,
so what this caller is saying, and I thank you for what your input is, because that was, in my mind, I'm thinking to myself, a lot of people have kids, they're single mothers, but they don't do it by choice, and like you're saying. And sometimes it happens, and it's not necessarily a desire. So think it through.
Yeah, and the support system is very vitally important, because as this caller just pointed out, you know, she may be lacking that, especially if you're emailing a radio station to ask strangers something.
I mean,
like
she
that.
Was pretty specific.
Well,
pretty,
and here's the thing, you know,
specific.
Listeners, they look to us as friends.
Yeah,
they look to us as
Romans,
family,
countrymen.
And I am very. I'm blown away that you would ask me to be a donor.
I feel really like am. She was asking Teo, and then I would be second, and you would be like third on that list.
Please, don't
I mean,
put
let's
this
be
on
real.
I
don't
feel put this like. On
yeah, how did she
I
write it in the letter?
I mean, it says Dex.
Can we see who
it
starts?
It says Dex first. It is two Dex.
Okay,
well,
okay.
I will
let's
say
leave
that.
It at that.
Yeah, yeah, but like, I mean, let's be honest. Know, she saw the billboard and immediately said. That guy.
No.
Yeah. And she was looking at Teo.
Again, she says, Dex, here I go.
Okay.
Well, then it just speaks to what our caller said. This is such a layered situation. There are so many real-world ramifications.
That's
then
true.
You can't base it on how somebody looks on a billboard.
And she also did say that she thinks that all three of us would be perfect.
Perfect.
And,
she makes me a little nervous, because I don't know if she really knows
you
that
well.
Can
you tell my wife that?
Nope. I'm gonna call her.
Cut and move.
Cut and move. Okay, we got it.
Chrissy.
Cut and move.
Yeah. Oh, she's listening.
Oh, goodness. Yeah. We got to go to break here on this Quality Tam Tuesday.
That was quality.
Coming up the gym, am I right? The gym?
Hey, there is
coming
no
back.
Such thing as a weird email.
What we should have talked
there
about.
There really is no. You're true.
It's the gym stuff.
Yeah. Lesson
apparently,
learned.
I'm fat and very unhealthy, and these two are very worried about me.
Oh, man.
I'm worried about everybody in this room except Tam.
All right.
That's literally what he just said, Ben.
We'll be back.
Literally.
Stay tuned. The Morning Invasion is coming back. It's time for The Morning Invasion.
I love those guys.
On Star 88.
I may have some news for you.
Big news.
Stand by.
Three Democratic candidates for president in a nationally televised town hall-style forum.
A Republican who dropped out of the presidential race is now endorsing Ted Cruz. Rick Perry.
I've gotten the opportunity to really know Ted Cruz.
Donald Trump, meanwhile, has events scheduled in Iowa, New Hampshire, and South Carolina.
Florida State University is announcing a settlement with the woman who accused football star Jameis Winston of raping her.
All-day breakfast appears to be working for McDonald's.
The Supreme Court's rejecting a Pennsylvania inmate's appeal to consider banning the death penalty in the U.S.
Twitter is confirming the departure of four key executives.
Ford is driving away from Japan, saying it's tough to make a profit there.
Sprint says it plans on cutting additional jobs.
Overseas, newly released ISIS video.
A British adventurer who'd been attempting to become the first person to trek across Antarctica has died after suffering complete organ failure.
Smokers from Massachusetts looking to force the Philip Morris Company to pay for a monitoring program to detect early signs of lung cancer.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning. Hello.
9:35.
High today of 45 degrees.
What's the low weather, man?
That's high.
I don't know.
Yep. Enough said.
It's 32 right now. Feels like 24. Low is 19.
Before we get into some more news here, Tam's here, everybody.
Quality morning. Tam on Instagram.
At Quality Tam.
I want you to be brutally honest, because I feel it's the only way we're going to be able to grow.
Okay.
In you just
show.
Gave her a really horrible.
I feel like Tam will be the best, because she's
love
not going to hold back.
I love
she's
that.
Going to tell us how it is.
I'm
going to
throw it down.
What do you think of what we're doing now? I mean, is this okay? Is there, you think we need to change some things up?
What I really love, are we talking about the show or are we talking about you guys' weight? I mean, where were we at on this one?
Yeah.
The show. I assume it's the show.
Yeah.
You know, guys.
You haven't been listening.
I haven't heard anything.
Yeah,
I heard it this morning a little bit. You know, I really do love it.
Okay.
And when I say love it, let me define love, okay? Love is patient, love is kind, love is long-suffering. That's the kind of love I'm talking about.
Keeps no record of wrong.
Keeps no record of wrong. Yeah. I truly enjoy the mix between the three of you here because each of you brings such a beautiful quality to the show.
This is so generic.
And which is why I'd like to suggest that you hire me in the studio.
Okay.
News!
Back to news and things that actually did happen.
I love you guys.
A police
so much.
Station in England got a report on Sunday that someone what was happened? Out in a field screaming and needed help. So they sent a helicopter to find this person.
Wow.
Turned out to be a really loud goat. That is a goat screaming.
That's.
You will notice it sounds a lot like a person.
And
but it is, in
biggest
fact,
fan.
A goat.
That is real life.
That sound is how I felt during that last letter segment. If you don't mind playing that again, that's how I felt.
This is a goat that sounds like a chicken. I'm not joking. This is a goat.
Are you serious?
Like a chicken. That's a goat right there.
The goat is the chameleon of animal sounds.
It really is.
Wow.
That's really a goat?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. Here's another great goat. He's got a lot of courage, that goat. And this baby goat, well...
That last one sounds like Teo after he ate Taco Bell.
Okay.
There it is.
This baby goat didn't yell loud enough, so the owner gave some words of encouragement.
Oh, that's so wimpy. Come on, give it all you got. Go!
Give it up for the goats. Give it up for the goats.
Oh, man.
And that is what I do at 3:30 a.m. every morning.
That is incredible. That
there
is
you
serious.
Go. I look up goats.
Finding goat sound. It's better that they called the police and it turned out to be a goat than everybody go, oh, that's that silly goat again, and somebody actually be in trouble. So
I love that.
Kudos to that.
In local news, Albuquerque police are recruiting at a closing Sprint call center.
Ooh.
A shortage of officers has hit the ABQ Police Department, so they saw an opportunity in the upcoming closure of Rio Rancho's Sprint call center that's putting nearly 400 New Mexicans out of work.
Whoa.
Hey, APD, where were you when I got fired, huh?
Quite frankly, I saw this on the news, like everyone else. APD's only full-time recruiter, Officer Russ Alberti, said. It's really kind of sad. The call center will close on February 5th. Not to take advantage of anyone's misfortune, but we can offer something to people who maybe thought... have maybe thought about law enforcement. And so that's why the paid call center, or he paid it, an unexpected visit Monday morning. The department is roughly 150 officers short.
Whoa. Do they take, can you go into law enforcement part-time? Because I kind of feel like I could leave the show and then I could go and be a cop.
Okay.
What?
And then you both?
I could do both.
You know, remember how earlier we were talking about health? At least I can be honest.
Can we
I just
get to my health story?
Have you seen,
no offense to some of the police officers out there, but come on.
What?
If some of them can do it, I can do it.
You're going to get, man, you're going to get tased.
I didn't single anybody out.
And he didn't say in general either.
I'm just saying.
Those few.
I'm just saying, if they can do it, I can do it. And I feel like I could be a good cop.
All right. You know what we need to do? We need to get somebody from the Albuquerque Police Department to maybe take us through
a little training,
like a little police academy type training.
I don't want to do that.
No, why not?
Tasing.
You do.
We talked about
you
this earlier.
You do CrossFit on the daily.
Yeah,
if anyone's going to survive, it's you.
I'll stick with that.
I know a couple people. I think I may make that phone
call. Make it happen.
Make it happen because Dexter just said that he could. If they could do it, he could do it. I would love to see him do it. I'll do it. I'll do it.
And we're going to film it too.
I'm going to watch you two do that.
Okay.
And I'm going to sit that one out.
Nope.
Feeling real good about that.
Nope.
Real good about it.
I'm going to be a cop. Part time.
And Steve-O's favorite segment, Whiskey Tango Florida, I found a story.
Oh, no!
The Florida sunshine can be hard to resist.
Sure can.
Even for a giant Burmese python.
What's a python.
In the midst of unseasonably cold temperatures last week, a 16-foot, 10-inch Burmese python...
My God.
Stopped to catch some rays in the Rocky Glades hunting area of Everglades National Park. A Florida Fish and Wildlife officer shot and killed him on the spot. Yeah. Thank you, goat. Generally, when you have cool weather and then you have the sun coming out, it makes a nice situation for reptiles to come out. The giant python is considered a threat to the Everglades ecosystem, and his capture Monday took place at the start of a month-long Python Challenge 2016, which is a real thing in Florida.
That's real life, guys, in
Florida. Get rid of those things,
man. Wow.
So far,
get rid of them all.
39 snakes have been captured in the contest, which runs through Valentine's Day.
Weird.
Demons, wow. I tell you. Demons.
That's what you could do, Dex, part-time.
Here's
go
the
Dex
scariest
no.
thing. Scariest thing. It's a nearly 17-foot python. Not the largest one ever found in Florida. That distinction belongs to an almost 19-foot-long snake. That was in a rural section of southwest Miami-Dade County. So, Chip, when you go to Miami, look out for the snakes.
That's if all three of us, like, were...
That is
feet to head.
Three of me.
That's longer than the
I'm
three of us.
Six feet
laying down
tall.
In a
that
row.
Is three of me.
Just saying.
No, thank you.
It's a big snake, guys.
No, I don't like snakes.
Big snake.
Neither do
so
I.
So the shark in Jaws was 25 feet long.
Yes.
There's never been an actual great white shark recorded that was 25 feet. I think the largest one was 22.
You know what's out
this
there.
This snake is almost as big as the shark in Jaws.
That is not of this world.
No, it's not.
That's right.
You know, who else
it came
is
from
not
the depths
world?
Of the ocean. It came from somewhere. Where do they come from? Where do they live?
Hell, that's where they came
are
from.
They?
He's right. He's, no,
it took
him
a while
from
to get
deep
up here.
Pits of it.
I bet
yes.
you Brian Nixon would confirm that.
Yeah, okay. Theology Thursday, we'll talk about
Listen,
it.
Listen, guys, it's New Music Tuesday. We have one final song to air, and then we're going to come back with my exercise story, because I will not wait any longer. Thank you. This song is called
here.
Believer by Capital Kings.
Go to our Facebook page, Star88FM. Tell us what you think about it. It's New Music Tuesday on Star88. Capital Kings, Believer, on New Music Tuesday, Star88. Go to our Facebook page, like us, and say, hey, I like that song.
Shout out to everybody that is liking the page, because every time you say that, somebody goes and likes it.
Mm.
It's pretty cool, man.
Let's give somebody, let's hook somebody up for liking us.
You got,
the last
like,
person.
Internet genie powers, man.
Who's the last person that liked us? Let's hook them up.
Let me see here. Go to notifications.
Go there.
Linda R. Mills.
Oh, okay.
Last person that did it.
We're going to hook you up. I don't know what it is yet.
Send us an email at studio@star88.fm, Linda R. Mills, and Dex will hook you up.
You have 88 minutes to get back to us. If not, it goes to the next person.
That's right. 3 minutes after that, somebody else. Okay, we play the Rocky music, please.
Okay, that's
what were you about to do?
I'm a believer that Teo's going to tell us
Thanks, friend.
His story.
Hi, today at 45.
I was just going to do that. Gosh, you have to wait for me. 9:47.
Hi, today at 45.
There it is.
No, I didn't hear you.
All right, guys. We're almost out of show, but before we go, we want to give you 5 reasons to exercise that have nothing to do with weight.
Woo! I need these reasons.
I don't understand what that means.
I know.
I look good!
A lot of people...
Skinny fat.
They think that's the only motivation
right.
to exercise is to lose weight.
I don't look like I need to exercise. Look at me. I look great.
This is not true.
Right.
Ideal weight... I'm a specimen of a man.
Ready?
Ready.
If you've been exercising for your New Year's resolution, but you haven't lost much weight...
Yeah. Look at me. I mean, come on.
Don't get discouraged. Here are 5 reasons you should hit the gym that have nothing to do with losing weight.
Okay.
Right. Number 1.
Bored out.
Socialize and meet other people.
Yeah, I got too many friends already.
Okay.
Don't.
Nope.
You don't go to pick people up.
What if you don't like people?
That's how we got Jameel, our drummer at Calvary Knob Hill.
That's right.
That's an obstacle, though.
Obviously,
don't like people.
Some people are just going to keep their headphones on. I'm guessing that's Dexter.
Yeah.
Don't bother me.
Please
I'm
take your big
them,
old
hey,
beats, like big
people.
Over-the-ear beats. At the gym.
A lot of people do
Everybody's
that.
Everybody's got little earbuds, and you're like, yeah,
people
LeBron James.
People really do that.
Do that.
Other people like to stare at themselves in the mirror. Tam.
Oh.
No.
I try to stay away.
So don't meet those people. That's
okay.
not who you want to hang
not,
out with.
No.
But if you try to make friends at the gym, you probably will. I can attest to this.
Yeah, man.
My buddy Nick invited me out to Desert Forge a couple years ago.
Yeah?
And that is literally how I made all of my friends that live here in the ABQ other than the Jeters.
Yeah. And with CrossFit, it is a group of people that is unlike any other group out there, whether you think that's good or bad.
That everything that you just said is exactly right. I can't refute that at all. Number 2, it gives your brain a boost.
Oh, I need that.
Studies have found that working out can help you focus and improve your memory. What did I just say?
Help you...
That's why you need to work out.
Man.
It ups your self-esteem. And that's even before you start losing weight.
Man, wow. That's true.
I got to get to the gym.
Just going to the gym makes you feel like you are actively improving yourself, which you are. It's a confidence builder.
Right. Okay. So what was the second half of that tale that you were going to tell everyone who hates going to the actual gym, but they want other types of workouts?
Not included.
Oh, okay. We have to pay for that information. That's exactly.
Number next, you'll sleep better.
I do need to sleep better. Yeah, I mean, look at these bags.
You literally will wear yourself out.
Yeah.
Will you hand me that cucumber over there?
Yeah. Still not a cucumber in this room, my friend.
I need that for my eyes.
Slice them guac.
Up. You slice that up.
Like guacamole.
Will guac work, too?
Guac doesn't. I feel like that's totally different.
You put it on your face.
No, you do not put.
Avocado is great for your skin.
Do not put guacamole on your face.
It's great for your skin.
That's what I do when I go to Sadie's.
Next one. For our married friends out there, it can improve your marriage.
Really?
Like I just said, it's a confidence builder.
How?
You are.
No.
I didn't want to read that on the air. Dex,
me? Wait,
because
what?
It's a little too risque.
It's a little intimate.
No, this is my no.
Exactly. Stamina.
No,
endurance.
No, it totally can
Here's
improve intimacy though.
Here's
but
the
it's
thing:
because it's a confidence builder for both people.
I've worked out for a lot of years now, if you can tell.
Okay.
I've lost my motivation. Damn, that is not nice.
I can tell you work out is what I was saying.
I work out.
It's been a couple years since I worked out, but when I was working out, I was more tired. Because I had worked out.
I
didn't really feel a whole lot of energy. Like they say, oh, you work out, you'll have so much energy. No, always sore. I was always tired.
Mm-hmm.
So what you just said is not true.
No, that is true.
And I was fighting with my wife because I was so tired.
And he's gone all the time in the gym.
Now, what I'm suggesting is that you both go. It's a group effort.
Oh,
you're both
answer,
tired.
Too.
You're both relating to each other because you have similar battles that you're conquering.
Oh,
next
beautiful.
Thing you know, you're losing weight. Next thing you know, you got more energy. Next thing you know, you're sleeping better because you're completely worn out when you get home. And then the overall quality of your marriage is improving.
I like that.
You're not at each other's throats all the time because you can take that aggression out at the gym.
See? Chrissy keeps asking us to sign up for the gym. She wants to go to the gym.
The meatheads aren't involved in this conversation.
Okay.
What do you mean the meatheads?
You know, the ones that are at the gym who are like, hey, girl, what's up? And you're like, oh, my gosh, I'm trying to get on the treadmill.
Literally
get
no one
away.
Ever in the history of ever at a gym has ever gone to me and said, hey, girl, what's up?
Okay, so, but Tam brings up a good point. We're not girls, and I'm sure girls probably do have to deal with meatheads.
You know what? That's true.
And you know, honestly, it doesn't even really have to deal with, like, if you're, like, you don't have to be this drop-dead gorgeous, whatever, whatever. Like, they're just there to, they're just trying, like, for...
You gotta, but here's the thing, guys. You can't just limit that to a gym. That's everywhere.
Right.
You go to
church.
Any church's single ministry, and that's what's going on.
That's, yeah, you
mostly
just...
Mostly at the gym.
You just generalize, like, everybody. Overgeneralization of
you go to the library, that's what's going on.
What? Remember that
you go to the movies.
Last time I went
that's
to...
what's going on. You go to the mall. That's definitely
hunting
what's going on.
Hunting season doesn't close in these necks of the woods, I tell you.
Okay. Oh.
What?
Okay.
Play that goat noise again. Play the
kinda
one...
sounds like Tam's laugh. Yeah.
Yeah, that was everybody's reaction to what you just said.
Yeah. Kind of.
I like that. Stay healthy. But I like the more emotional, I mean, obviously because I'm the female in the room, but I think some men think this way as well. Also keeping your emotional and mental health as healthy as you keep your physical, because you run off with your physical and all of a sudden your spouse is like, who are you? I don't even know who you are anymore. You got to connect on all the different levels. Mm. Be healthy all around,
yeah,
folks.
Do it together, you know?
Yeah.
Go work out together.
It's very true.
But here's my problem, Tao. And you are the... You are the athlete. You are the cross.
I want everybody to understand that it's a sad fact that I'm the athlete in this equation.
Which is hilarious. Because when you got here, you weren't the quote-unquote athlete. You were just healthy and fit because you were on tour. And so you need to keep yourself fit.
All I could do was run on treadmills.
Now, he looks like Steve Rogers.
When your only friends are hotel rooms.
Okay.
I can't remember the rest. Steven knows it. We can ask him.
Can I talk now?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Here's my problem.
Oh, no.
As you can see, not so much. I know my arms are... Go ahead. Give it a... You can squeeze
it. Here, I'll squeeze it. I'll squeeze it.
See that?
Oh,
I got muscle. I got muscle for days. I got muscle for days in my arms. Yeah. It's this section in here.
The midsection.
It's the spare tire. And it. And when I sit down... Sometimes I even have a hard time buckling my seatbelt at times.
Hey, let me help you real quick. Last week, Teo and I noticed something in my car. It was two rusty nails that I ran over. And you know what? Mm. If it weren't for my spare tire in the back of my car, I would have been left stranded. So you know what?
That is not what I'm talking about.
I'm just saying, spare tires save lives.
I need... I'm an emotional eater, and I love to eat.
Yeah?
And I don't know how to stop that, Teo. How do you help a guy? Because you said 95% of it is diet.
Yeah.
Oh, that's the rest totally is working out. So how do you, what do you say to
a
guy like me?
Better emotions?
The will to live?
Listen, everybody. I'm going to give you the keys of the kingdom. Also to the listeners out there. When you go do a high intensity interval training type workout, which that's CrossFit, you can do any, you can do stuff at home like Insanity or whatever all that stuff is. What that does is it increases your appetite. You have to have more food to survive.
Better
so if you want to eat more,
food.
Start working out.
I feel like, you know, now's the perfect time to take a call.
Yeah.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Yes.
Good morning.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, it's
hello,
fantastic.
Buck.
Oh, look at that. He recognized you
hello.
This time.
Hello.
Oh, you ran. Oh, I'm blessing you recognized me.
Oh, I sure did, buddy. I sure did. By the way, been training Steve-O over here on the...
Xbox?
No.
How's it going?
No, on the meteorology duties.
Yeah.
I kind of heard that somebody owes me $5 for like totally biting my line there.
Hey, to be fair, it is your old love interest here. It's your old partner.
Hi, today 47 degrees.
What are you talking about?
It's he's the one that has been like dwelling in the past and saying that he wants me. Like I've listened to nothing but you for the last 24 hours because he wants
today,
me to
47
be
degrees.
A little more like you.
You know what, man? Just be yourself, all right? First of all, just be yourself.
Thanks,
I'm going to tell you right now, you do not CrossFit in.
Hi today, 47 degrees.
You do not CrossFit.
I won't, buddy.
Your arms are too short to lift weights.
Oh, my gosh.
No, they're not. They're not, Dex.
Here comes the emotion. You know, we were talking about emotional.
He's going to want to eat, Bucks. What are you doing?
I feel like this is why the relationship ended.
Listen, you know what? Your true friends are going to give it to you straight.
That's true.
And, buddy, I'm giving it to you straight.
Oh, here we go.
Gotta go, buddy. I gotta go.
Did you hang up?
No.
No, I gotta go.
It's okay. It's okay. Can you reach the button to hang up on?
You should have done it sooner.
I know.
You should have done it sooner.
Well done, bud. That was the best thing that's happened all day.
The villain just won.
I feel like that's...
my goodness.
We need to close it out on that one. That was just...
Maybe your arms are just shorter because your chest is so big. And just...
I'm out of here.
Man, specimen.
Tam, thanks for coming in.
Man.
Thank you, gentlemen.
We'll see you soon.
I miss you already.
We love all of you guys. Goodbye now. Hey, this is Dex from the Morning Invasion. Do you love hearing Steve-O every morning?
It's a morning invasion. Coming straight to your Asia?
Stop it. Stop it. He made it racist.
Or maybe you like that southern boy from Mississippi, Mateo.
It's the morning invasion. Adjusted for inflation. I'd like to rap into you, but I'm comfy in my station.
With growing numbers each week, you could use this time to tell our listeners about your business or product. Get in touch with us by sending an email to radio@star88.fm.